Hi, the Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Ohio State wideouts Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate have both been named Biletnikoff Award semifinalists earlier today. This award is given to the best wide receiver in college football. Also in college football, Michigan running back Justice Haynes is likely to miss the rest of the regular season with a foot injury. Haynes led the Big Ten in rushing before undergoing surgery. He's been sidelined since Week 9. In the NFL, Week 11 wraps up tonight with the Cowboys visiting the Raiders. Kickoff from Las Vegas is at 8:15. NBA tonight, the Cavs host the Milwaukee Bucks with tip-off at 7 o'clock, and in the NHL, the Blue Jackets are on home ice tonight taking on the Montreal Canadiens. Face-off is at 7:30. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Get a holiday loan from BMI Federal Credit Union and choose a loan amount from $1,000 to $5,000. BMIFCU.org/holiday loan. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in.
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola.
I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and Zach Correct. Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good clean boy.
Oh, the sacky is backy. Hello, man.
You got a sacky.
I did.
I've got a bad backy.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
It's hurting again?
Oh, it was hurting me last week, and then this weekend it blew itself out again.
What did you do?
So that's, nothing.
So that's why you were making all those Eddie Vedder noises when we played a little bit of a mini golf. That's all I did. I played 9 holes of office golf. There's no moving around playing Pongy this week. And I had Teddy or Jacob Reimer picking up the golf ball for me. That was nice. That felt good.
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big program today. Of course, it is Foosball Monday. It's Reaction Monday. Lots of Buckeyes, lots of college football in the 3 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock hour, NFL goodness. 5 o'clock hour, a little mix of everything. Foodgasm comes your way at 4:46.
Good. So, that's all I did this weekend. Food.
What'd you eat?
I ate everything. It was a just blowout food weekend. And I will tell you this, I kid you not. I don't know why I weighed myself 2 or 3 weeks ago. I just saw the scale was there. Sarah has one as she, you know, watches her like weight loss and all that stuff. So I stepped on it. I knew what my number was. I was 195 pounds. I got back on it yesterday because I was looking at myself with my shirt off and I'm like, you know, it's been a tough 3 days of stagnant inactivity, eating everything that I see.
Well, you're laid up. You had the vasectomy. It's your pleasure to eat.
Of course. What am I going to do? Like, this is the time to do it. And it was glorious, by the way. I felt like Peter from Office Space. I did nothing. I did nothing, Mikey and Teddy. And it was everything that I thought it could be. It was beautiful. It was glorious. But it cost me 10 pounds. I gained 10 pounds in three days.
I did not.
I swear to God.
Well, what?
Why would I make that up?
You must have been
partaking in my stomach.
Such pleasurable delights. What were you eating?
I had a 2-pound bag of Swedish fish.
What a waste.
A giant bag of Twizzlers, the cherry bits.
What a waste.
Hey,
what are you doing? If you're going to gain 10 pounds, do it the right way. Not with Swedish fish and Twizzlers. That's
Swedish
like saying,
fish.
I'm going to cheat on my wife. I'm going to go to the bar and get with some ugly broads.
Ugly broads. What's wrong with some ugly broads?
They're there.
Everybody's a 10 when the lights are out. Don't you know that, Mike?
That's
the college way.
I've been around enough to tell you that's not true. Not true at all.
There are strings attached. beer goggles. They don't look so.
That's
they don't
what
work
you
so
gained
well
10 pounds on Twizzlers and Swedish fish.
No,
I'm embarrassed for you.
I was eating so much. I started. We left the vasectomy procedure and we hit a Raising Cane's window and I got a Caniac combo.
What do you mean we? You didn't go by yourself?
No, Sarah helped me. Well, she picked
me
up. She drove me home.
For? I drove myself.
Oh, well, good for you. Oh, Mikey can do everything.
I need help. Take a day off work, honey, so you can mind my sack.
Oh, stop it. I didn't have her take the day off of work. She just drove me home. I didn't know how this was going to be. I should have driven myself home.
Yes!
She was offering, though.
It takes
she
didn't 10 have any, minutes.
She didn't have any visits. She wanted to be there for me. She knew that I was nervous and a little anxious. It was nice to have the emotional support.
Emotional support.
Trust me. I needed it. So here's the thing. All the buildup for this, you're ever going to take the plunge? You're ever going to have somebody, you know, poke around down there? That's really all this was about. It was my own fear and anxiety of just going through with the procedure. Being in that 0.5% or that 1% of patients where I'm sure it's even less than that, but somebody tried to do hibbity dibbity after 2 or 3 weeks, probably got the gal pregnant and then sued some company. So they have to write the stuff in and say, oh, you got to wait, you know, 3 months, then do a sample, then wait another 3 months to be extra sure. And then you can just go to town like a cowboy in the Wild West, whatever. So the thing of it was the fear and the anxiety. The actual procedure, once I was doing it, I built it up so much in my head, it wasn't so bad. I was just such a sweaty, anxious mess. I think that was the worst part, was when I got up and I saw the giant pool of ace sweat that I left.
Well, that's the worst part for who?
That and
the
being,
person has to clean up for
ta-da!
You.
That and wondering if my shave job was to the nurse and the doctor's liking.
You need to.
Just being completely nude
you
from the waist down
while
some
of the
woman
that I take?
Preps you for the procedure. That was the toughest
it's
part.
It's almost as if you should have had someone close to you who's had the procedure who would tell you exactly what it was like. Oh, wait, you do? Me. I told you there was nothing to be nervous about. T-Bones had it and told you there's nothing to be nervous about.
You can only hear that. It's another thing to then go and do it. Sorry, like whatever you're going to say to me to put my mind at ease, it helps a little bit. But when it's time to go into action, you never know. You never know how it's going to be. You never know how that's going to feel. When the needles go in and you get that sting and that pain, and then after 5 or 10 seconds,
Timmy,
it goes away, and then they just do their work.
I told you this. You've had significant dental work done.
Oh, and I don't do well with that either.
Look,
the root canal? My
That's what
God.
I mean. You've had a root canal. That's a million times more terrifying than the vasectomy. They're going in. They're yanking out a nerve.
Takes all day, too.
My
I'm gonna
God.
Say that, I'm going to say the root canal was 2 hours in the chair. And you're awake for all of it. They're not knocking you out for that.
See, that's
Your
something
mouth
to be
is
terrified
open.
Of.
I was terrified of
Not
that.
The vasectomy.
I mean, come on. The vasectomy, it's still a little. Nobody wants to go and get the vasectomy and go through with it and then the aftermath. So I'm a little sore today. It's still, we're day 4. I had it on Thursday. It's Monday afternoon. I would say left ball worse than right ball if you want the full details.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. And we're still icing.
Did you call up Bernie Kosar this morning and say, hey, man, I know exactly what you're going through.
Stop,
I just had a vasectomy.
Stop. I know you're going to get an organ transplant.
Right, you're getting a liver transplant today, which, by the way, we wish him the
Certainly.
Absolute best.
It's been cool how he's been posting so many messages from the hospital, letting all the fans know how he's going. But, yeah.
We had a big Buckeye victory yesterday. Buckeye Hoops beat Notre Dame. And I would like to report that my daughter, who was in attendance, has still never seen a loss.
Oh.
She's 7-0.
Wow.
Never seen a loss. And
let me guess.
The chick was on the Jumbotron again.
Again. Wow.
She thinks it's just the normal thing to do. I went to the game. They won for me and they put me on the big screen.
Is she getting a big head about it now?
She's got a huge
Is
head.
Is she getting cocky?
She was actually pissed off that she wasn't the Meyer fan of the game.
I thought my air drumming was really good. I don't know why I wasn't a fan of the game.
This is the chick who I take to the Clipper game this past summer. And I've been going to baseball games my entire life. Never sniffed a foul ball. Maybe one section over. As close as I ever got to a foul ball.
What a poor life. You've never gotten to get the joy
That's right.
of catching a foul
well,
ball.
Well, you know what? I bring her foul ball. Comes right to me.
little looper, foul ball.
Wait, did it go to you or did it go to Samantha?
Oh, no, I caught it. My hand hurts, then I gave it to her.
But there you go. So you basically caught a foul ball.
I understand, but my point is she goes to one baseball game. She'd think, oh, foul ball, easy.
Yeah, but that was your foul ball, so you checked off something on the bucket list. And then you were able to share that moment with your daughter.
But she doesn't appreciate these moments is what I'm saying. She takes them for granted. She assumes that every single time she goes to a game, something magical happens.
She's the center of attention.
That's right.
Or you get free gifts. Things fall from the sky. What does she expect? A baseball bat from somebody the next time she goes?
The first time I took her to a Blue Jackets game.
Don't tell me she got one of the hockey sticks. Like when they throw the sticks over the glass at the end.
She's up in the booth. She's talking to Rimmer because he was still doing the stuff back then. She's getting the grand tour. And then we get to the seats. Seats that I would have killed for. Killed for. She gets to the seats.
These are too close.
These are too close.
Well.
Too close, she says.
What do you want her to do? Why are you giving her the experiences then? You've got to like pull back on the reins a little bit if you if you don't want her to get too expecting of all these cool experiences. You took her up to the press box to see Jeff Rimmer. We would think that was cool, but there are kids. They know what we do. They know who some of our friends are. It doesn't excite them the way that it excited us.
But they won yesterday. They beat a team that was, you know, probably just like them, right?
They seemed a little bit even, didn't they?
A decent team.
An improved Notre Dame team.
Trying to make a tournament. And you won a game that you needed to win. Was it always the prettiest thing in the world? No.
No. They did some bad things. They did some good things. The good thing was that they won the game.
You won the game. You got the job done.
Yeah.
And my daughter was on the Jumbotron.
Well, she got to see a hell of a performance by Bruce Thornton and a big shot by Christoph Tilly.
Oh, she wants to meet Bruce now. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. What about Christoph? What about the 7-foot German?
Christoph. She wants to meet Bruce Thornton because he looks nice.
He is nice.
So what's going to happen now is I'm going to have to call up Jake Diebler, and I'm going to have to go to practice with her, and she's going to think that's normal, too.
Oh, you don't get to go to practice? You don't get to meet Bruce Thornton? I did.
Maybe we wait on that. Maybe we bring her back down to earth a little bit. Have her sit. I saw somebody post a picture of the worst seat in the Schottenstein Center.
Ever sit there?
Did you see that? It was like up next to the hockey broadcast booth. You can maybe see 2 feet of one of the baselines. That's where we sit next time. That's all we could afford, honey.
All right, Buckeyes beat UCLA. We will break it down. We'll talk about it coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a slowdown due to an accident if you're on northbound 71 on the north side at Morse Road, and you're going to hit another slowdown due to a crash on Taylor Avenue at Hawthorne Avenue. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Starting Monday, it's Rivalry Week, or as we like to call it, Beat Michigan Week, or Try Not to Get Pepper Sprayed Week. Rivalry Week sounds better. Let's go with that.
Rivalry Week on the Fan is sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers.
Ryan Day has proven he has what it takes to win a natty, but can he take control of the biggest rivalry in sports? Will Julian Sain or Jeremiah Smith have a Heisman moment? Will the Fan staff consume 500 wings in a single setting? Let's find out together. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan,
at the Ohio Lottery.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming,
I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We will have a sunny day ahead, but don't let that fool you. Afternoon temperatures getting into the upper 40s only, and then for tonight, lows right around the freezing mark, which will start off with rain going into daybreak on Tuesday, but could be mixing in with some snow toward the morning commute, but little to no accumulation is expected. Turning over to all rain as we head into Tuesday afternoon, as highs climb in the mid to low 40s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I would like to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. I'm half the man I used to be, but there's nothing that they can do for me here. They're not magicians. But do you remember the first time you failed to perform in the bedroom? That's a rough feeling.
A lot of pointing and laughing and mocking.
A lot of mocking, a lot of snickering. You see, ED is a terrible condition, but Tri-State Men's Health, they are experts at treating your specific erectile dysfunction. They got treatments when those pills and herbals fail.
Those suck.
No, those don't do the trick
for you.
They got treatments with success rates over 90%, and some of those treatments can even have you last an hour or more.
Dear God.
That's good stuff. So you start off with a $99 visit. You get the consult, the TMPSA test, if advised, a dose, and if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Two lovely locations, that too, right here in Central Ohio. You could be doing it the day after that appointment. So call 800-900-9654 or just go to tristatemenshealth.com.
Buckeyes beat UCLA 48-10. I wonder what you thought about this game. I thought it was weird. I thought the game itself was weird.
That's not the first word that comes to mind. I'm becoming a little bit fatigued with this second part of the season until we get to the game that we, I don't, and that's the other thing. I don't know if we want to get to it, but
no, I'm ready. I'm ready to get to
it. I'm fatigued, and I'm still going to be incredibly nervous and hesitant when we go up to Ann Arbor. We're not going to have any issue with Rutgers. Just chalk that up to a green W in the column and you'll blast them, but tell me why you thought it was weird.
Because I felt like Ryan Day was almost treating this game like it was experiment time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was concerned because, and I guess nobody else seems to be concerned that the two best wide receivers in college football
are out.
I mean, Carnell Tate is there and he looks happy and jovial just like he did last week. Oh, a little tweak in the warm-up, he'll be fine. Well, he didn't play.
Yeah.
And then Jeremiah Smith looks like he doesn't have an Achilles anymore. I mean, even after that game was over, he's just limping. He's got a severe limp. And yet the talking points are, it was more the score than anything. He could have been out there. He can't walk. He had his leg amputated. Stop lying.
I'm incredibly, now that you put it that
way, I'm terrified.
And my mind is going back to some of the imagery from Saturday when he was out after, you know, early third quarter and you see him kind of limping and hobbling around. Yeah, that is absolutely concerning.
It wasn't just him.
Sure.
I mean, Caleb Downs got a little bumped in this game, too, where he looked like he was limping. That's my greatest fear.
It's late in the year, you know, and these are things that can pop up. You got to fight through it.
You have a game like this that everybody wants to pretend is something, but in reality, it's nothing. And I was just watching all of these guys sort of limp off and have so-so performances. It concerns me.
I'm with you there. And I think you and I are the same, where if you're healthy to play, you play, right? And now there's a point in a game when you're in a season where you're undefeated and you know that you've got the horses to win that game. But I'm a big believer you earned your way into being a player. You earned your way into being a starter. You want to be able to get the catches, put up numbers, help your team win. And then when it's time to come out of a football game, that varies, right? It could be early third quarter, could be at the start of the fourth quarter, depending on where you are in the season. That's up for the coaches to decide. me as a ball or as a player, I'm not taking myself out of the game. But coaches say that, fine. But if you're even a little bit iffy and there's big important games coming up, there's going to be a lot of them for this team, then you should maybe hit the pause button like they've done with Carnell Tate.
I know that.
I'm sure they're probably going to do that with Jeremiah coming up.
I would love to have more information.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not entitled to give it to me.
They don't give it in college football.
I understand that. But you know what? They should change the rule. We're so invested in this. Right? Oh, he came out. He was a little tight. What does that mean? Foot? Knee?
Yeah. Sprained ankle?
Ankle? Diarrhea?
Right.
Like what?
One diarrhea.
Why?
It was a little worse.
I don't know. Oh, Jeremiah.
It's a bad diarrhea.
It's more the score than anything. He's fine. Well, he can't move over there.
He's been on the bike the whole time. He's not in the game. Wasn't he sitting on the bike? I feel like every time they showed a picture of him on the sideline, maybe some people that were in the press box or they got a more clear look at that, but it seemed like he was on the exercise bike for a lot of it to stay nimble.
We had very good things. I mean, you won the game 48-10. All right. So mission accomplished. You did what you were supposed to do. There's a lot of examples. We saw it this week with A&M in South Carolina, where you can just go out there and lay an egg. Now they happen to come back in that game. But UCLA comes in. We didn't expect it to be a game, a competitive game. And it wasn't. And you had some superstar plays before Jeremiah hurt himself. That one-handed grab.
Oh, my God.
That he made. Look, we've seen some ridiculous catches. He's just fantastic, and we're spoiled. The wide receiver talent that we've had in this building the last 5 years has been on another level. And this was a program that had great wide receivers go through the program throughout the years. That catch that he made was spectacular, even by Jeremiah Smith's standards.
Well, it's becoming a weekly occurrence where you get to see pure art form with this guy and how he's perfected his craft, his ability to know where he is on the football field at all times. That's even if he's 1 inch away from the paint on the sideline or in the back of the end zone. He knows how to catch the ball, and he's already getting 2 feet in. Forget 1 foot when I'm already going to be putting film out for the NFL. I'm just going to get 2 feet in from now on to be extra sure. But he's incredible. How about the hurdle?
James Peoples, who has sort of been the forgotten man in the backfield this year. And, you know, that we see a lot of hurdles. We see guys attempt the hurdle, and most of them fail miserably or get an extra yard out of it, even though it looks cool. That was a Saquon-ish type of hurdle.
He scored. He walked in for the touchdown after that. He didn't lose his footing. He didn't lose his balance. It was a 10 out of a 10. Some of the still shots of him doing the complete splits at the top of his leap, pretty outstanding. And now, it was just great to see him circle the wagons to get back to making some plays like that for this team.
We had some special team stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
You had a kickoff for a touchdown, which is the first time we've seen that since Jordan Hall.
Against Michigan
in
2010.
It's been a while.
Yes,
stained.
Yes, it has. It doesn't make any sense, by the way. We get that out of the way. It's ridiculous that it's been 15 years. I forget what the exact stat was, but I brought to your attention something about Kansas State, a stat that I saw where they've had something like 47 kick and punt return touchdowns in that span. Like, come on. You're Ohio State. The athletes that you have here, there's no reason why it should have taken that long. And they got a little bit of an assist from the back judge there. It looked like maybe that UCLA guy had a line on Lorenzo Styles, and a little clip from the official killed the momentum enough. But hey, we're taking that. That was awesome.
The special teams as a whole, you know, on paper, had a very good day. You had a kickoff return for a touchdown. You hit the field goals you were supposed to hit, and we've been critical of their ability to do that, including a 40-plus yarder. You also had a blocked punt. I'm putting an asterisk next to that because he just punted it right into his chest.
You know what I was thinking? If you ever thought this in the last 4 or 5 years as punting has evolved, do the punters of the 80s and 90s who just stood there like rocks and just boomed the ball, Do they feel a certain type of way about all this running that goes on? Oh, you got to run out to the right or you got to run out to the left. Sometimes I've seen guys, and it's the rugby style of punting that's taken over. We all know that. We get a lot of flavor from Australia. There's a lot of their players that have come up and migrated to the game, and we've had some of those players here at Ohio State, and they've been good. But I've seen several that will run right into pressure instead of, because they don't even know how to just stand there and punt. And if there's pressure off the edge, I've seen a couple in college football this year where someone has just kind of veered right to a block. But that was just a pure miss.
More Buckeye conversation. Plus, I want to talk about the interesting hillbilly games of note on Saturday. That's coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is slowing down due to a crash. That's at the intersection of Sawmill Road and Hard Road. We also have an accident that's causing some delay if you're on West Mound Street at South Eureka Avenue. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
I want to ask you, when you got your vasectomy procedure done, I'm coming off mine on Thursday, as you guys know, so doing a little bit better, but I'm going to ice here during the show. I'm on schedule to ice again at 4 o'clock, so I brought my gel pack, but the thing I wanted to ask you...
Gel pack?
Yeah, a gel
fancy
pack.
Fancy, too good for some frozen peas?
What is with the frozen
peas?
Maybe
a little bird's eye?
Bird's eye.
I got to go buy a gel pack, Teddy. Look at this guy over here.
Bird's eye. You can afford the bird's eye. I just get the Meyer brand. We're already up at like $2.49 a bag these days for the frozen veggies.
There's a difference in the freshness.
Do you get the vented microwave bag?
You got to get the steaming bag.
You got to get the steam bag, yeah. Right? The broccoli or the corn. Yeah,
absolutely.
So the one thing I was also nervous about is you get done with the procedure that day, and I was lucky. There may have been advancements where I didn't have to get the actual dissolvable sutures. It was just sort of an open wound, if you will, with the gauze over it.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It is disgusting. You don't have a stitch?
No, just like there might have been stitches like internally to like do the thing, but on the exterior, none of those dissolvable stitches where I was having to pull the last piece out.
Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. They just patched me up with a bunch of gauze and they said, don't do anything today, like nothing today. Tomorrow, so meaning Friday, that's when you shower and then just let it fall off or whatever. But how did you wash? Because I was...
We're having this discussion now, aren't we?
I didn't want to ask them too many questions about, well, how do I do that? You know, what do you recommend?
You don't. You just sort of suds up above. It will trickle down,
mm-hmm.
like trickle down economics.
Right.
It will cleanse as well as it can be cleansed
yes.
at this point.
Yeah, okay, good. So we're on.
So there's no
the
scrubbing. There's no buffing that you go on down there.
No.
None of that. You're very gentle.
Very gentle.
Very gentle.
Very delicato.
Same thing with the drying off. You just pat gently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I.
Just a pat.
I just basically air dried. I just sort of like get into a catcher's stance, like Jake Taylor,
this is
and
an
just
image
sort of let it...
That none of us need, Teddy.
Let
need
it
a
dry.
Blow dryer, right? Or is that too much?
That's too much.
Is it
too much heat?
Like low
too
setting?
Much force? I don't know. If you got one of those cheapo Con Air blow dryers, that could give you some kind of burn. I don't want to risk that. But no, I used my hands. It was just like a little, you know, cupping. Just a
little I got it. Thank you.
Geppetto.
Hey, Teddy, you like the country music, right?
Back in the 90s, I did, yeah.
Not now?
Not really.
Can I ask you a question? Seriously,
yes.
About the country. I'm watching the sports this weekend, and it's, hey, CMA Awards. Is it
it's time again.
Is it like bi-weekly country music awards? Like every single time I turn on the TV, it's some sort of, hey, AMA, CMA.
CMT.
Country music, CMT.
Yeah.
GFY.
CIT, CBI.
CLT.
GTJ.
Seriously, how many country music awards do they have?
There's too many, right?
Way
too many. Even the Grammys, when they do it, you know, that's a big deal for country music as well. So
They should freeze them out. You have all your own, right?
I think CBS is a big part of that.
They don't need to be winning Grammys if they've got seven different award shows. They should scale back some of their own award shows, though. It should just be the Grammys. Grammys has different categories for all the different genres of music. So what are we going out there and doing a million sub-award shows for?
All right, football from Saturday. Texas A&M comes back from a 30-3 deficit, beats South Carolina. I did see in the AP, now again, the playoff rankings come out tomorrow night. Ohio State stays at number one. They get 57 first-place votes. Indiana, number two, 8 first-place votes. And A&M stays at 3.
They get one.
And they get one. Who's voting for them?
They get one.
Who's the one person?
Booger, is he standing firm? I don't even know if he has a vote, but he likes him.
Can you imagine if UCLA walked in and they went up 30-3 on Ohio State?
No.
Even if the Buckeyes managed to pull that out in the end, it would be just a nonstop diarrhea fest TV.
It would be.
And instead, A&M gets credit for withstanding the storm from the Gamecocks.
No, but are people really giving them credit?
They got 30-3 at home.
And by the way, I tuned into this game at halftime when I caught wind of this blowout that was happening. I thought because this was at A&M that they were going to make a little bit of a push and get their heads out of their butts. But I could not believe how bad South Carolina was from the moment I tuned in. They couldn't gain a yard on offense. They were doing dumb things, and they couldn't even come close to stopping Texas A&M. I know it was a mistake-ridden first half, but Texas A&M still should be held accountable for that. That was part of the four-quarter game, and they still gave South Carolina the football at the end, and they had a chance to go down there and kick a field goal to win that game. They just barely survived. They are not a team that I'm thinking of that can win this national championship at this point.
Now, over the years, I have been, you know, upset about certain games and losses when I feel like the Buckeyes are the better team and they lose. Right? We had that in the national championship. No, not sure.
Clemson game.
Georgia.
Clemson semifinal. Oh, Georgia semifinal.
It was a Georgia semifinal where they should have won that game.
Yeah.
They were the better team on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Should have won that game.
I thought about that with Clemson as well, but there were some calls. There were some things where the Buckeyes shot themselves in the foot.
Well, that's
true.
They were
better than them, but they still lost.
Bad targeting and all of that.
The fumble call, that was egregious. A lot of things.
I felt that when I was watching Oklahoma going to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama. Now, it's a huge win for Oklahoma. They will take it. They will move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's tremendous. They've beaten them 2 years in a row.
Right.
But Alabama was such a better football team. I'm shocked that they lost that game. They just kept making mistake after mistake and shooting themselves in the foot. Ty Simpson looked like he didn't know what planet he was on. Do you not agree with me that they're just a better? If I had to choose between, you have to play one of those teams on a neutral site.
Of course.
I would take Oklahoma 10 times out of 10.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They didn't gain any yards in the football game. They had 200 yards.
Well, they didn't have to because Alabama just kept giving them things. Here you go. Take it.
Newsflash, turning the football over in big games, recipe for disaster. If you lose the turnover battle in a major college football game by two, I don't like my chances to win. And they had three turnovers, two lost fumbles in the pick to zero for Oklahoma. So there's your answer right there. They were only 3 of 13 on third down, had 212 yards, and were able to go into Tuscaloosa and win. They had some timely plays. They were able to cash in on some of the mistakes, and that was the difference right there. But I agree with you. Bama's a better football team.
Georgia pulls away from Texas in the fourth quarter. tell you, man, my big upset pick on Friday, you weren't here.
No, what'd you have?
But it was Boston College beating Georgia Tech. And they had them.
They did.
They had them, man. Nobody wants to win the ACC.
No.
Nobody wants to. And it is embarrassing that conference gets an auto bid. Embarrassing.
Do you want to go to the system where whoever's in the top 12 gets in the playoffs?
I want to
forget about the group
to
of
the
five
common sense
well.
Don't suck
yeah.
system. Okay? Look, good for Tulane. Who's going to be the group of five that probably gets in there?
Yeah. What did James Madison do this past
James Madison
weekend?
Won. So they've got yeah. the greatest percentage, but like Tulane's in there and Navy's got a little percentage to be in there. Was it North Texas has a percentage to be in there?
Oh, the Mean Green are 9-1.
Let me tell you something, Mean Green. I don't need to see a group of five. And at this point, I don't even need to see an ACC team.
Well, the best ACC team right now is ranked 14th. That's Miami. To me, that's not in. We don't need to be doing favors when we had college football expansion, all right? We've got 12 open spaces for you to be one of them. I don't want to make rules about this many gets reserved for this conference, this many gets reserved for that conference. We know the Big Ten and the SEC have been having those discussions, and they can't really come to grips on anything, but you just want to see the teams that are ranked in the top 12. Don't kick guys out because, we have to get Georgia Tech in here, who might have, they're 9-1 because they held on to it.
They stink.
They're going to get another loss here soon.
Big Ten, USC comes back to beat Iowa. I thought Iowa was going to take care of that game on the road, and then not. And Meat Chicken needs a last-second field goal to beat Northwestern. I also picked the Wildcats to win on Friday. So my upsets were close, but I will say that they covered the spread in both those games.
There.
But I took the money line and lost everything.
Yeah, I thought that was a game I had my eye on going into Saturday. Michigan going to Wrigley. Dude got to kick the ball clean out of the stadium, out onto Waveland Avenue when that went through the uprights because of the setup there in right field. But I don't know what to make of Michigan right now, and I don't really care.
Doesn't matter what you make of them.
It doesn't.
Because
it doesn't matter at all.
They could lose. Who they play next week?
They play Minnesota. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Northwestern's now. Michigan's got a game that I feel like we've known that they would win on the road at Maryland. So
they could be. They could lose that game by 50, which they won't.
They won't.
But they could lose that game by 50.
And that wouldn't matter.
It does not make me feel any better about going there in, what is it, 10 days, 11 days?
No, there's nothing the Buckeyes could do, and there's nothing that Michigan could do. Michigan, what do we have to get through our heads? I don't know why we would be brimming with confidence and just assuming that the game's already won. I don't know why or how anybody on this side of the fence could feel that way. I don't care how many first place votes we have. I don't care if we've done the eye test with everybody else in college football and we can't get it through our minds how anybody could beat this Ohio State team. It does not matter when we go on the road to Michigan after Thanksgiving. I'll be nervous and afraid.
I'm nervous now.
I don't know if I'll be able to eat on Thanksgiving.
Mickey poo-poo.
By the way,
I've got a little announcement about Thanksgiving. Plus, lots of football commits to share with you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Slower traffic is causing a 10-minute delay if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between 5th Avenue and Morse Road. And watch for some holdup due to a crash if you're on Taylor Avenue at Hawthorne Avenue. This report is sponsored by MedVet. Pet emergencies don't wait, and neither does MedVet. They're open 24/7, 365 days a year, from sudden injuries to serious illness. Their expert teams are always ready for emergency and specialty care. Visit MedVet.com to find your nearest hospital. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes are back at the Shot for a matchup with Western Michigan.
Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 7, right after the Buckeyes show.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Hey, Bobby.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
What's the point of watching football all weekend if you can't overanalyze it?
Reaction Monday is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging the milkman. This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started at 6 a.m. They're talking jackets with Jean-Luc Grandpierre at 7:17.
Hyphenator.
Mm-hmm. Captain Picard will also join the program.
Yeah.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, him too.
My guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jean-Luc.
Patrick Stewart.
Yes. Sir Patrick Stewart.
Bishop and Friends. 11:30 at Shelley time with Jody Shelley. And Shelley Meyer will also join.
You're just in a name game mood.
Just yell at you. Anyway. Ryan Day's press conference is at noon. There's that.
What are you going to do with that one?
Nothing.
Ryan Day or former Mavericks guard Todd Day.
There's got to be another day that we...
Jason Day.
Jason Day. Of course, Day. Jason Day.
In his giant Malbon sweatsuit that he tried to actually play around at Pebble Beach in.
Thanksgiving's next week.
Yes, it is. Next Thursday.
It's also, it's rivalry week. It's beat Michigan week. It's all of that.
Can you believe it's already here?
Yes, shut up.
I can't believe.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
Can you believe it's already here?
It's holiday season.
Almost
already?
December.
Where's the year gone?
Really? I got to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Teddy.
All you idiots say the same thing every single year. Where's it gone? Oh, it's gone by so fast.
Where's the time go? I don't know, sometime.
No, actually, it's gone by quite slowly because I watch the Buckeyes play these stupid, crappy games every single week. And I'm saying to myself, when can I get to something that matters? And we still have one crappy game to go in Rutgers.
Which,
by the way, big nooner. Yay!
33.5 favorite.
Great.
They're even worse
big
than the last bums
nooner
we've played.
Thanksgiving night, I've decided to do a little live edition of Common Man's Basement
on
the YouTube. Thanksgiving night at 10 p.m.
Wow.
I want all edition of you to join. If you're tired of your family, you got some stories to tell. What did you eat? Who annoyed you at the dinner table? All of that.
God.
I'm going to be half in the bag. And you know what? F-Bomb Jen said she's going to get you involved, too.
Oh, that's perfect.
Maybe we'll have a couple fan personalities pop in and talk about their Thanksgiving celebrations.
I'm game. If I'm not back at my house at that point, then I don't
10
know.
10 o'clock?
I don't know if I'm still
Come
with
on.
Us.
No, it's over
right.
by then.
We got to be out by 6 at least, wherever we are.
Thanksgiving night. And by the way, if you missed any of the previous episodes of Common Man's Basement, they're there for you, even if you didn't watch them live on YouTube, brought to you by our friends at the Lion's Den. So we had some recruits and some flippers and all of that. They came in for the night game this weekend. So here's what we have. A 4-star guy. This is a safety. Eli Johnson, 2027 class. He is committed to Ohio State. He's out of Cibolo, Texas.
Yeah.
Cibolo?
I wonder if it's Cibolo, if it has to do with the Bolo tie heritage. That is that's a northeast suburb of San Antonio.
Okay.
It is. I don't know.
He's from Texas. He is Eli Johnson. That's what I said.
6'3", 200 pounds.
He was getting offers from Florida State, Michigan, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and a host of others. Also, 4-star defensive end Dre Quinn former Clemson recruit.
Yeah, Quinn.
He commits to Ohio State.
His story real quick might interest you because of this rule that your guy Dabo Swinney has. So if you don't remember, he's always puffed his chest out and said, if any of my guys commit to Clemson, they're not taking official visits anymore. You can't be doing that. So if you do, you're not a Clemson Tiger anymore. So this young man, Drake Quinn, he was a commit to Clemson. Then he took an unofficial visit, not even here to Ohio State,
Tennessee,
but
right?
to Tennessee back in September. And that broke Dabo Swinney's rules. So then he decommitted. It came out a week and a half later that he was decommitted. Swinney was asked about it. He said, yes, that is a policy. And I don't bring committed kids in here either. I don't do that. I don't visit committed guys here. So,
and that's why you suck.
Good for you, Dabo.
So Drake Quinn, 2026 class, defensive end, 6'4", 228. He's from Georgia. They have him as an edge rusher here. And he was, of course, committed to Clemson. He flirted with Tennessee, but decided to come here. All right, another one.
Ohio kid now.
Tight end Nick Lauter. How are we saying this name?
I think Lauter is correct. Yeah.
He was committed to Louisville, but he has flipped to Ohio State. Number 52 tight end, so this is not a
big-time prospect.
Big-time prospect.
But he must have done some things to impress the Ohio State coaches, and more power to him. You're not going to get 24 5-stars. You're not going to get just 5-stars and 4-stars. You need some of these kind of guys, some of these in-state 3-star prospects that are going to live and die and do whatever they have to do to make this a better football program.
He was committed to Louisville since June. However, he was here for a visit this past weekend, and I guess got an official offer like during the game.
That's awesome.
On Saturday.
What a memory.
And he took 2 seconds and said, yes.
Is there anything better than that than when you already know like what your decision is going to be? You've already got your mind made up. You're waiting to hear those words, and you can give
Would you like to come up for coffee? Yes!
Absolutely!
Yes, I would!
Coffee and anything else
Whatever
that might arise.
Whatever you happen to think about, I will be up there for it.
We could play Twister. That would be great.
AP, I told you Buckeyes stay at 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M 3. Now, Georgia is up a spot to 4. Ole Miss up a spot to 5. Oregon up a spot to 6. Texas Tech is up 2 spots to... I'm sorry, they're tied at 6 with Oregon. Ties stupid. Oklahoma is 8th, up 3 spots after going to Alabama. Notre Dame stays at 9, and Alabama is down 6 spots to 10. Other Big Ten teams, we have USC at 16, Michigan at 18, and that's it. Iowa falls out.
Yeah. Iowa falls out. Got a number of 7-3 teams now in the Big Ten that are unranked at the moment because of some recent losses, but you got, Illinois, Nebraska, and Washington.
You got 7-3 right teams, though, in the SEC that are ranked.
Oh, of course you do.
Because you have
they get to
Tennessee at 20,
mm-hmm.
and you have that football
Texas.
Powerhouse Missouri at 23. Mm-hmm. And you're right, Texas is 17.
Yeah, they have 3 7-3 teams. All of them get to be ranked just because they get to be ranked. That's why.
Oh, did you see?
Kind of leave it at that.
So James Madison's up 3 spots to 21, and then
let's go Dukes
22, North Texas.
Yep, Mean Green,
and then 24, Tulane. It's the race for the playoffs. It's the race to get eliminated quickly. Congratulations.
Is the Mean Green moniker? I don't know this. Pittsburgh Steelers fans are going to throw things at their radio. I don't know if Joe Green went to North Texas. Does it have to do with him? And he was such a famous player that they
think it has
did the nickname.
Anything to do
Nothing.
With that.
Do you know where he went to college?
I think it's time for you to go back and ice your balls.
I've been doing it the entire segment.
All right, Brownies, Bengals, NFL things. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. And there's a couple minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Middlefield Bank. Middlefield Bank, helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions at 6 area locations. Stop in their new Westerville branch at 450 Altair Parkway and check out their grand opening specials. Find an MB near you at middlefieldbank.bank today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Ohio State football wideouts Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate were both named semifinalists for the Blitnikoff Award earlier today. This award is given to the best wide receiver in college football. NFL Week 11 concludes with the Cowboys visiting the Raiders tonight. Kickoff from Las Vegas is at 8:15. Some injury news around the league. Falcons quarterback Michael Penix has suffered a potential season-ending knee injury that he suffered during Sunday's loss to the Panthers. And Packers running back Josh Jacobs is considered day-to-day after a knee injury he sustained in yesterday's game at the Giants. NBA tonight, the Cavs host the Milwaukee Bucks, and Cleveland will be without Darius Garland for the fourth straight game. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. And in the NHL, the Blue Jackets are on home ice tonight, taking on the Montreal Canadiens. Face-off is at 7:30. This update sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy's office at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. It's Reaction Monday. So tonight at 6 o'clock, we have... Stay with me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
We have Buckeye Roundtable. Normally, that's 2 big hours of Ohio State conversation. However, tonight on The Fan, it's 1 hour. The show will continue on The Fan's HD2.
Correct.
1460 on your AM dial.
Yes.
Or just HD2 button in your car and also streaming because we have Jackets time starting at 7 tonight. Mm-hmm. Montreal's in town. It is a, air quote, national game. So puck drop is 7:30. No local TV. It's ESPN Plus and Hulu. And of course, though, you catch it right here on The Fan for free of charge. It will cost you your soul. But if you want to continue to listen to Buckeye Roundtable, that's on HD2. What was I going to say? I had something else to say. The naming rights term for Lower.com Field has concluded. So the LDC is no more. The Crew are looking for a new naming sponsor.
Did they give it a temporary name of the stadium for right now?
No, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing right now.
It's just a place.
Right. So they're looking for a name for nothing.
Mm.
You and I should sponsor it. Common Man and Timmy Stadium.
Okay. We could also take over whatever was the ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
Sure.
We could throw our hat in.
At Hollywood Casino?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, ESPN Bet Sportsbook, how did that all get worked out? DraftKings already took over, right? ESPN partnered up with DraftKings. No, ESPN Sportsbook was a Penn Gaming thing.
Right.
So that did get a name, but I forget what it was.
Hollywood Casino didn't have a deal with ESPN.
No.
They had a deal with Penn.
Correct. So they don't have to take whatever Penn's new thing is.
No, they could just call it the Hollywood Casino Sportsbook.
Or be open for another name.
Common Man and Timmy Sportsbook.
Here we are. Let's go. No, I wonder what the Crew Stadium is going to wind up being called if they just go with a nice generic classic name.
They've hired a firm to go out and find them a deal.
Oh, we got to have firms that do this.
Well, I mean,
they get the most money, the most bang for your buck.
That's correct. All right, football from yesterday. Bengals lose the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, him too. Aaron Rodgers with an ouchy wrist. Yeah. Do they say it's broken? Or they don't know yet?
I don't think we got the full update yet. It looked pretty painful, though, when you watch the hit, when you watch the play. Cincinnati Bengals defense, I mean, the one thing that they have done this year is knock Aaron Rodgers out. But they sucked in that game.
Had a little brouhaha with Jamar Chase and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jamar, for figuring out a way to have me side with Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't spit in another man's face.
Don't do that. That's horrible. And then don't lie about it.
I assume they're going to suspend him. I've not seen anything about it, but I mean, it's on film. We can see him spitting in his face.
What are we going to try to say? That I just spit and he happened to be right there? Because he lied and said, I ain't spit on no one. And then the video is pretty clear. There is liquid flying out of his mouth. And it looks like it's going right in the direction of Jalen Ramsey's chest.
Even the most optimistic Bengal fan. I mean, I was saying this before this game on Sunday, so this didn't change my mind in any way, but like, do we need to have Joe Burrow rush back for this?
No, you said.
No, the season's over. It's done.
They had their chance. They had beaten the Steelers. Then they were home for two more games, and that was a nice setup with your schedule. When you don't have your star quarterback, Jets at home and the Bears at home.
They gave up 80 points.
They scored 80 points and they gave up about 90 in those two games and lost them both, which is embarrassing. Then you get embarrassed in Pittsburgh. You get the Patriots coming to town. You don't think you'll be able to beat Drake May and company. They're very good at this moment. And then you go on the road to the Ravens and Baltimore has just been winning games left and right. They do appear that they are back in it to win it, this division at least.
Browns lost to the Ravens, so the Ravens are back to 500 after all of that. Dylan Gabriel concussed, Shador comes in, lots of hot takes on Shador Sanders. And I guess, you know, you got to focus on something, because what are you going to focus on? The fact that it's another lost, crappy season yeah. for a team that looks like they have no direction. So, you know, the most popular guy is always the backup quarterback. Shador Sanders is the latest backup quarterback. He had a moment in the preseason where he looked competent. And so now fans think number 12 is going to be the answer. He certainly wasn't yesterday, but is that of him? Or because for some reason you got your backup quarterback who's one snap away from coming in the game and he's not prepared at all? It's not his fault. The coaching staff hasn't prepared him.
Yeah, he has not been getting a lot of first-team reps, if any.
He hasn't gotten any first-team reps.
So he's going to get them this week if Dylan Gabriel is still in the concussion protocol. And that's
roll with him for the rest of the season. Let him.
It doesn't matter.
Let him either live or die.
It doesn't matter. He could be a lot worse than Dylan Gabriel. And that's a major yikes if he is, because Dylan Gabriel is bad.
He's not an NFL quarterback either.
No, you have two guys. And you know what? This is kind of what you get when you take a guy in the third round that's a flyer who's not even 5'10" standing on heighteners, and then you take Shador Sanders, who was the mystery guy of the draft that just kept falling and falling and falling, and all sorts of red flags kept popping up. So it's just a bad situation. You had a couple of veterans in-house, and you chose to get rid of them. So this was your plan. You made your bed. It's a lost season. You got to make do with it. But Shador was awful in that second half. It wasn't a good situation to come into a football game against that Baltimore team.
He was awful. I know it was all awful. It's garbage.
You had a great pick six, and that got the crowd into it. And it was a game that was there if you could just come up with one or two drives. But Shador seemed to be a little frantic in the pocket. He had a couple of nice plays. He had that third and three that he picked up with his feet, but he should have just taken the sack that one play. Instead, he threw a horrible interception, and then there was a lot more sacks that he did take that weren't great. They're so bad. What do you want to say about
it? I saw Dion talking about it, and you know, the easy joke is there, which I will make, is that Dion said that he was in tears when he found out that Shador was playing. And my joke is, yes, we were all in tears watching him play.
You cry, and then you see the quarterback.
Cry again.
And you cry again.
Now, again, though, is that all on him? Of course not. That team sucks. His head coach sucks. Who sucks more?
How does anybody go to Cleveland, though? Why
Kevin Stefanski right now or Zach Taylor? Who's a bigger pile of garbage?
I'll still say Zach, because Zach has had some unbelievable weapons to work with on offense.
By the way,
more than Cleveland.
Speaking of garbage, Teddy, will you stop with your football team on national television? I got to watch the Cowboys and the Raiders tonight.
What a great uniform matchup. Cowboys and Raiders. Let's Monday night
all
football.
Tune in. Is Tom Brady going to be in the booth and visible again?
Yeah, behind.
I don't know why you saw me in here sitting behind this clear glass.
You know what? YouTube TV, you can take ESPN back. Take it back off.
You don't want it anymore?
No. Take it back off. No business watching Cowboys Raiders.
I'm excited. Might get a win tonight.
Are the Mannings at least doing their thing tonight? Give me some jokes. Give me a couple of oddball interviews.
Yeah, Bob Iger going to be on there again?
Get Bob Iger back on to talk about. See, we brought it back.
Mickey Mouse is on this week.
What would that sound like?
Hi, how you doing? Ha ha. How are you?
That's perfect. Just put the little cartoon image up there. You know what? I take it back. Sucks.
Is that all you got?
You can't even, you don't know any Mickey sayings. And I don't know any Mickey sayings either. It's been 10 years.
How you doing there, boy?
That's when Pluto comes.
Oh, hey, boy.
You're talking to Pluto.
Yeah.
But again, Pluto's his dog.
Doesn't talk.
But Goofy is his friend.
Goofy talks.
And is equal, in theory.
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing there, little guy?
Well, you got a talking dog and then a dog that doesn't get to talk. What world are we in? Are we talking animals or are we not?
What world are we in? I was asking that same question yesterday because we had two of the worst officiating calls I've ever seen. Ever seen yesterday. And we're going to talk about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at slower traffic on westbound 270 on that north outer belt from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue. And there's a couple minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between North Broadway and Morse Road. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Attack and dominate. Morning Juice is on YouTube and 10TV Plus.
Sponsored by Riverside Bank of Dublin.
Join Bobby Carpenter and Tito weekdays starting at 6 or watch on demand. More Bobby, less commercials. The Fan.
You can stream.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Sunny skies and a bit of a breeze. Temperatures right around 50 on this Monday. As we go through the night, temperatures dropping back down to the mid-30s with mostly cloudy skies moving in and a chance of a rain shower by morning. Maybe a bit of a wintry mix northeast of Columbus early on, but on and off rain showers during the day. Mostly cloudy skies and highs only in the mid-40s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
So I came in today. There were two gifts on my desk. One is a bag of caramel corn from Yoder Popcorn in Shipshewana, Indiana.
Shipshewana?
Shipshewana.
Oh.
Indiana.
I've been there. That's where one of the big card fests was located.
Old fashioned. Says the way you remember it. It's not bad. I've had better. I've had worse. And by worse, I mean the crap that you brought me from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, come on.
That was trash.
Johnson's popcorn?
Somebody dipped their Johnson in the caramel.
That's why it
tastes like that.
You dip it into the vat.
Mm-mm.
Stir it around.
This is great compared to that crap. Can you believe there's 10 servings in this bag?
I mean, how big is this bag?
I don't know, but I'm going to try the whole thing.
It's maybe like a
nine
pound?
Ounces.
9 ounces.
9 ounces.
Half a pound, basically. That's 10 servings?
Yeah.
No. No, that was lovely.
And?
That was lovely. Anna gave us those gifts, and I had a bag of the popcorn on my desk, too, coming off the weekend. That was awesome.
Fish's lady friend, Anna. I can't say girlfriend because they're in their 50s, and that creeps me out.
Fish's partner.
Lady friend, Anna. And also, next to the caramel corn was a gift of butt wipes, flushable butt wipes.
Not hemorrhoid wipes.
From Fish. No, it was Cottonelle.
Just plain flushable
wipes. He thought that I would enjoy them.
Well, you do have a problem with wiping.
I have
a problem.
Takes
30 wipes
because I have the hemi down there. I got a hemorrhoid. These Cottonelles aren't going to do anything. I need something with like witch hazel.
What do you want, a Brillo pad?
I need some astringent. Is that what we call it?
Nah, I guess that could be. I guess that could work.
Yeah, that's what they put in the Preparation H ones. A little witchy hazel.
You need something. You need one of those.
Teddy, you like the witch hazel?
No, he didn't like the witch hazel.
I don't know. I've never had the witch hazel.
You need like a wire brush.
A wire brush? Do you know anything about hemorrhoids?
Well, that's like a Brillo pad.
That's
a
the
wire
last
brush.
Thing you need.
You want to just cut it right. You just want to get out of there. Just
slice it off.
Cut it off. Yeah.
I want to
be
cut
a man.
You off.
Take the Brillo. Take a wire brush. Get rid of it.
Yeah. Don't cry about it.
Patch it up. And then we get back to just wiping like a normal person. But maybe the Cottonelle. Maybe because you have to wipe so much, it takes you 20, 25 times. If you give it like one final wipe with a Cottonelle flushable.
Doesn't work that way. Football. I saw two of the worst calls I've ever seen.
Which game?
Both pass interference calls. One was the game in Spain.
Between the Commanders and Dolphins.
There was a pass interference call on the Dolphins. I don't know who it was.
The one on Debo. Yeah, that was early in the game, though.
Who cares?
It was a crappy call.
It's egregiously bad. What's the difference if it's early, late? You can excuse that away?
The Commanders need your help.
Okay.
We need help.
First of all, maybe Debo can put down the bag of caramel corn. He looks like he's had enough.
Debo's a strong guy.
Yeah, he's
he still
strong,
has
all
wheels.
Right.
He's got, he's like a house.
That was one of the worst pass interference calls I've ever seen. And then last night.
They missed that call.
Last night, to end that game, essentially, that phantom pass interference call on A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Or if anything, it's offensive pass interference.
Yeah. No, that there's no way that should have been a call.
And the NFL thinks they're holding these referees to account by having them stand in front of the pool of media after the game is over. And they just stand there and make excuses and say, oh, yeah, that's what it is. I mean, that's what I saw, so I threw the flag.
Yeah, what good does that do?
It does nothing.
I mean,
what the league should do is, first of all, you have replay assist for everything in the world. How you don't have it for an egregiously bad call like this, I don't understand. But then, once it occurs, even if you say, well, we can't put the genie back in the bottle, but you can punish the officials and the crews that continuously make these awful calls.
I don't know why we started to go down this road a couple of years ago where we were going to review pass interference and we gave up on it in 2 seconds. I would like to try it again.
I'm not saying it has to be every pass interference.
No, and I think you're right. That should be something that is initiated like a call that's in the final 2 minutes of a game. If something, you have people watching these games closely. Right?
You have officials watching these games.
Officials are watching these games. If another official like is on the field, but I understand how a bird's eye view or someone with a view from the television broadcast, you can see more. Or if you have someone that has the ability to watch the game with the all 22, and if something is egregious, then you go and take a look. Because that could be changed. A call like that could be changed.
I licked my fingers and put them in the bag.
That's okay. He wanted me to hold his ice bag earlier. And I'm like,
on his crotch?
I gave Teddy a test. I was talking about my cold pack, you know, because I got a nice gel pack. I don't just use a bag of peas. And it was nice and chilly and freezing cold. And I held it up and I just did like a, hey, Timmy Hall here for cold pack. I said, Teddy, touch this cold pack. Feel how soft this is. He said, that's been on your nuts. I said, good job.
That was a test?
I passed the test. Yeah, that was a, that was a test.
Rhyme Time just popped in here and said that James Franklin to Virginia Tech is done, meaning it's a done deal.
I can't eat this. Your hand is in there.
I was licking fingers, too.
I can't eat that.
James Franklin will go to Virginia Tech. He will never have to win a big game there, so congratulations to him.
Hey, they've got Enter Sandman. They got Lane Stadium. Ohio State got to experience that. Maybe some Buckeye fans that are listening today took that trip and went down to Blacksburg, Virginia. It is a great little setting for college football. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's not that dissimilar to Penn State when you think about like that little area of the country that they have. You have some recruiting grounds there in the Tidewater in Virginia, but I don't know. I don't know if James Franklin is that guy to turn them around. I'm kind of with you.
I know.
When Reimer walked in here, the initial joke was, oh, great. Like, he'll suck there. He might get them back to 7-8 wins. What good is that? Like, you're in the ACC, so you have a chance because that conference sucks. But I think this is just pretty boring news for Franklin.
Panthers are 6-5 after...
Jesus.
I'm sorry. The caramel corn.
God.
The Yoder's caramel corn snuck up on me.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry for my rude co-host here. Typically, you say, excuse me. Pardon me. Or typically, you don't burp into an open microphone. You just wait. You wait to fart and burp in the break.
It was sneaking
which is like
up
two
on
and a
me.
Half minutes from now. You hey, can hold it.
There's some good 6-year-olds out there listening. They thought that was great.
They do. It
they thought
pretty,
that
it
was
is pretty funny.
It's pretty good.
Farting is funny.
Panthers are 6-5. Looks like Michael Penix is limp. The Penix is limp, Timmy.
Oh no.
Oh, Kirk Cousins came in.
Oh, he was great too, right? Mm-hmm. Couple of 8-yard drives, kicked a field goal, lost in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Too bad the Browns didn't trade for him.
That would have been good. Yeah, Kirky's awesome.
Bills put up 44, beat Tampa. And that was a nice win for them. Tampa's a good team, but Bills got some defense problems. I don't know if that's a championship-level team right now.
What are you making of the Buccaneers now, though? They've had two tough weeks. They had the Patriots, who are a good team. They didn't play a horrible game. You go on the road to Buffalo, you're up in the fourth quarter. Now they got to go on the road to the Rams, who are a really good
team.
Rams
look great.
You could be staring at 6-5. Maybe you drop back down to 500 if you're Tampa Bay. Seemed like they were in a really great position. Now they're 6-4 and staring a very, very tough road game.
My Chicago Bears are 7-3.
And you don't like them at all.
I have no idea how.
First place.
They are. Yeah. They are in first place because the Lions lost last night. The Bears are in first place.
Packers are 6-3-1.
All by themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't know how. And the Vikings are trash. J.J. McCarthy's good, huh? I mean, he had that nice little final drive.
Yeah, he did.
But the rest of that game,
yuck.
Getting texts from Torg during the game. I hate McCarthy! I hate him!
And we can all point back to him knowing all of his opponent's plays.
Mm-hmm.
That's the low-hanging fruit joke there, but we'll see how he does in the next few weeks. They've got a couple of big road games ahead of them as well, but they suck. They're 4-6 right now. They're pretty much done.
Jags kicked the crap out of the Chargers. I didn't see that one coming.
No. Injuries for the Chargers. Did you see J.K. Dobbins out again?
He's dead.
Poor guy.
Sam Darnold throws sucks. 4 picks. Seahawks lose to the Rams. He's been so good all season long, too. Smart with the football and just yucky.
What do you make of that? Because
I make of it that he played a bad game against a good team.
That's not good, and especially with Jackson Smith and Jigba and what he's done. Yeah. He had another 100-yard game, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the streak continues.
And they had a chance. I mean, it was a 61-yard field goal at the very end of the game.
They could have won that game. It just came up short.
So they almost pulled it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were a little conservative with how short they were trying to go with the final drive there. They didn't have a lot of time. I know you had to sort of play watching the clock with your timeouts, but that one last pass. It's almost like we're to this point now with kicking. We're okay. We can
60 yards.
Get to the 41-yard line, get to the 42-yard line, and let's go. Let's see what we can do here. Oh, by the way, speaking of kicking, the Commanders, they would have been in a good place to win the game. They ruined Sunday morning football for me, so there's that. It's the first time you've ever played
Spain. It's over, Timmy. It's garbage.
It's over for Bozo. They suck, and they had Matt Gay kicking. He missed one in regulation, and then he missed a 56-yarder to win the game.
I think they released him today, if that makes you feel any better.
It does. Yeah. He sucks. He's got to go.
Bye-bye, Gay.
Bye-bye, Gay.
Bye-bye, Gay. And then Broncos are 9-2 after beating the Chiefs. And you know what? Shame on me. We have ignored the biggest football game of the weekend. College, pro, anything. One game rose above all of it. And we'll talk about it 2 minutes from now. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident that's causing some holdup if you're on East Broad Street at Ohio Avenue. And we've got a couple-minute holdup on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. I want to talk about a game that we have thoughtlessly neglected.
What did we miss?
For the first 90 minutes of this show.
Racking my brain.
It was the biggest game of the weekend. This is a game they've been playing since December 4th. 1909.
This is some kind of BS.
It's not BS.
This is some BS incoming.
This grips an entire nation. It was the Grey Cup, the finale.
The coup de grace?
Of the Canadian Football League, where DeVere Posey remains a legend.
Oh, DeVere is a Grey Cup MVP.
Don't crap on DeVere's legacy. That's what you're doing.
I didn't do
you
that.
You just said this was a nothing game. You just said that DeVere Posey's entire life was meaningless.
No, I didn't. I didn't know you were about to say the Grey Cup. I completely whiffed on that.
The first
I wasn't in the know.
Grey Cup ever played, December 4th, 1909. I'm going to give you the two teams that played. This took place in the city of Toronto.
Why are you laughing?
All right, because you'll see. The final score was 26-6 with the University of Toronto Varsity Blues.
The Varsity Blues?
Varsity. I don't want
stop
your lie.
Stupid.
Varsity Blues. The losing team.
Come on, let's go.
Was the Toronto Parkdale Canoe Club.
What? The canoe
club? Yes, they're known for their canoeing, but they also dabble in a little foosball.
What do they canoe the lake?
I don't know what to tell
you. It's too rough out
there. That was the first Grey Cup, as a matter of fact. The University of Toronto Varsity Blues won the first three Grey Cups. Now, this year, it was a thrilling matchup between the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and Montreal Alouettes. And Saskatchewan got it done to win their fifth Grey Cup championship. The fewest of any CFL team, but they got the job done. They played it at Princess Auto Stadium in Winnipeg because just like the Super Bowl, they have neutral sites that they play in. And the Saskatchewan, I have to say it like that. I don't know why.
Princess what stadium? Princess something?
Princess Auto.
Auto.
Princess Auto. Yeah.
Do you think that's more of a soccer stadium capacity, or is it
32,343 is what they said the attendance was.
It's like a nice spot, though. Opened in 2013.
Now, we already have the venues for the next two Grey Cups. So next year, it's going to be in Calgary at McMahon Stadium. You're fired!
McMahon.
And then, 2027, it's in Regina.
Your spot. That's Connor Bedard town.
Open up Regina for all the tourists.
Open
to
it
come.
Up for all to see. Now, trivia time for our pal DeVere. Did he win his Grey Cup and his Grey Cup MVP award with the Toronto Argonauts, the BC Lions, the Montreal Alouettes, or the Hamilton Tiger Cats? Who did DeVere play for when he won?
I thought you were
going
to ask this question to DeVere. It's like, well, I'm pretty sure DeVere knows. Why? You said question for DeVere.
No, I think I said DeVere Posey trivia. Did I say question for DeVere? Maybe I did.
What's the first stupid one you said? Toronto?
Toronto Argonauts.
I'll give you Toronto.
That's correct.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes.
That's a straight up guess out of you.
How do you know?
I think I know.
Which CFL team was once upon a time owned by John Candy?
Oh. Part owner?
Yeah, part owner.
I'm going to say the Toronto Argonauts.
That's correct.
All right. Yeah. Hey.
Every trivia question ends with the Toronto Argonauts.
DeVere played for the Argonauts. He played for the BC Lions. He played for the Alouettes. He played for the Tiger Cats and then went back to the BC Lions to finish his career.
The man's a legend.
Yeah, 2016 to 2021. He was up there. He enjoyed his time in Canada as well. That's what I like. DeVere seems to have a great appreciation for the experiences he had in all those fine cities north of the border.
Well, he probably can't even go to the bathroom in Toronto.
You think it's
just mobbed by people?
Think it's bad for DeVere up
there?
He's
the Grey Cup MVP.
I mean, what do you expect? He won the Grey Cup. He won the MVP award, for God's sakes. You can show your face around there.
Jackets hosting Montreal tonight. 7:30 start time. No local TV, so listen here on The Fan. Buckeye women this week against UConn.
Yuck.
Over the weekend. Yuck is right. Although, what did you expect?
I was asking our good clean boy Tyler Danberg, who did his first big game for the Ohio State.
He is the voice
women's team
of Buckeye women.
Just asked him what he thought. How was it? I didn't know what his travel arrangement was. Sometimes you take a commercial flight. Sometimes trips like that, you go with the team. He was with the team for that one, so he was like, it was pretty quiet. It was pretty quiet. Then
on the way back,
I'm
sure it
pretty
was.
Quiet. But
you got your ass handed to you.
He said they hung in there for the first quarter, and he said, I don't know if we were expecting that they would keep it close with them.
And then the second quarter,
yeah,
not.
I said, well,
would they score 6 points?
They kept up with that expectation because they definitely got their butts kicked by UConn.
Speaking of college basketball. Will you please agree with me now? Because I know you weren't in attendance at this Buckeye-Notre Dame game yesterday. That new floor, the gray floor, does not look good on TV.
I do agree.
It looks good in person.
It really does look good.
It looks good when you take a photograph of it.
Yeah.
With the television lights and the way that the broadcast works its magic, it does not look good.
It almost looks as if darker would pop a little bit more so you could get the definition between like the borders.
It's too light.
It's the white 3-point lines.
The lines don't look good.
Up against the light gray
court.
The
players don't look good in the white jerseys.
Yeah. It's weird too because I know they're trying to find something that fits, that makes it pop a little bit. And it does. It looks different to the naked eye. Anybody that's maybe been in the arena now that's seen that can also have that look of what it was on the broadcast, maybe knows what we're talking about.
But you can't just cater for the, yesterday you had 12,000 people. There are 12,000 people who are in attendance. You got to go for TV audience.
Yeah, I know. And 12,000 fans for a big Sunday game, Sunday afternoon at 12:30. I know we got the NFL, but
Timmy, it's going to take some time.
It's going to take a while. It will.
All right. People have been burned. They need to get into it. And I've also I've struggled with this over the years. There is a percentage of Buckeye Nation that just refuses to get into anything college basketball until the football season's over. Now, I don't understand it, but I've been around long enough to understand also that that's not going away.
And that stinks now because the college football season goes way into late January. So you would be wise to take a look because November and December have some big games.
Absolutely.
Big games. I mean, you not just Ohio State, but it is a non-conference college basketball haven. We just had Purdue and Alabama. I'm getting ready for Kansas Duke tomorrow night. You got Michigan State and Kentucky as well. You have so many big non-conference games. And Ohio State, they still have Pitt coming up on the road day after Thanksgiving, before the Michigan game. So that's a perfect game to settle into the couch, make a huge dent, and just enjoy.
Is that a true road game?
It's a true road game.
All right.
I forget the name of that place. It might be the McConnell Center. It's one of the arenas I did on my mini college basketball tour, trying to check off different arenas. They call it the Panther Pit. It's a neat little environment. It's a smaller arena than what we got at the Schottenstein Center. Most places are.
Yeah, that's
by the way, it's the Schottenstein Center. I was annoyed by broadcasters on a couple of occasions. There was a couple things in the football broadcast. I think we had Noah Eagle doing the game. Seemingly had never seen Big Nut in his life. I know it's a super fan. We got Buckeye guy. We got Big Nut. It's definitely crazy those guys do.
He should be aware of that. I'd like to erase those guys from my memory, but should be aware of them.
You should know that they exist. He's like definitely been all over TV and in magazines for being a Buckeye super fan. And I think they had the kickoff return stat wrong. They said Ted Ginn. It was not Ted Ginn. It was Jordan Hall, as we know. And then in the Hoops broadcast, we're calling it the Schottenstein Center.
And you're right.
The building that you're in.
I can't take anything you say seriously after that.
No. Schottenstein. Name's been associated with this university. The arena's been up for over a quarter century.
You're right. That place is 25 years old, isn't it?
Older, like the late 90s, right?
You know what that means? Time to knock it down.
Let's get rid of it and put in a 14,000 seat arena with an unbelievable environment.
14.
13.
Yeah.
No, that's
12 and a half.
13-5.
13-5.
12-5. 14-2.
Now you're going up. This is the wrong way to negotiate. Foodgasm coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking two lanes on southbound 270's ramp to Main Street on the east outer belt. It is stop and go from East Broad Street. And there's a couple minute hold up on southbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Town Street. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Starting Monday, it's rivalry week. We call it that because the Buckeyes play a very annoying team from Michigan.
Clever. Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers.
The Fan.
Another summer. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Goodoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously, The Fan.
Hey folks, it's Austin. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Reaction Monday, where our highly trained experts talk football.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Your home for reaction and overreaction, the Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You ever hear of the ED?
Oopsie, dropped my popcorn. Yeah, I heard of it.
That's what the kids call it. If you in the bedroom have dropped your popcorn, then go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They'll make sure that popcorn is popped fresh.
Fresh pop.
You're popping it down there.
Yeah, you better
pop it like it's hot.
Let's
schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit just $99 includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a TNPSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, it's Woody. Your visit is free. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatementshealth.com.
What's the ruling if I dropped it on the counter?
That's your call.
I can't touch that.
I mean, I know the people that work over there.
Gross, right?
I know the frequency at which that counter gets cleaned.
No. And I got plenty of fresh popcorn in the bag. Why would I eat counter popcorn?
Before we get to Foodgasm, it's official. Jamar Chase has been suspended a game for spitting in Jalen Ramsey's face.
I don't even want the suspension. I want the admission. You said that you didn't spit on anybody. You spit on somebody. You shrunk the shirt. You know you shrunk the shirt. Just say that you shrunk it. That's all I want from Jamar. And then you can go back and you can, well, no, you still got to be suspended. You spit in a man's face. You spit in a man's face. Jalen Ramsey should get to punch you with your helmet off as hard as he wants to. One time.
Yeah, what do we do? You can't spit on a person.
What are you doing?
You can't spit on a person.
Assault.
Also, explain to me the logic of punching a person with a helmet on. We see it all the time. I don't understand it. I can almost understand a grab of the face mask and you're yanking. I get that.
No, that's what the punishment doesn't fit the crime, because the spitting is the thing that you would do, because a punch to someone with a helmet on, it's only going to affect the puncher. You might break your hand or hurt yourself. You spit through the face mask. That's like the worst of the worst. It's the worst thing that you could do to anybody. There's no way.
Who'd that happen
fight,
to last
there's
year?
There's no
the
way a fight can't start.
Was it Igbinosin who got spit in?
I think Davison Igbinosin got spit on, and it like revved him up. He didn't retaliate.
No, he was almost like happy.
He's like clapping.
Yes, he was clapping. He got the 15. It was a big penalty.
I remember. I mean, it was a big spit too. And Tyvus, I remember the day after, said, "Oh, I would have been ejected from this game right after that, because there is no way
you don't spit.
There's no
face.
Way. You can't."
Right, food guest.
Man and Timmy present.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right, Mike, I'm going to try to run you through what my food weekend was, because the vasectomy weekend, it is a...
You enjoyed yourself.
And by the way, like that was as inactive and as on the couch as I've been, and I don't know when the last time would be. We've all had...
Get used to it, my friend. That's every weekend for me.
Well, I mean, but I was out of doing chores. I was out of walking the dog. I literally just sat there on the couch and was tended to. And it's not like I was going to die or anything, or I'm violently ill. So it was all right. The ball pain for the weekend I got to have watching TV, watching movies. I even brought Jack's Xbox in because I was so bored. I traded it up. I played a little F1 game that was kind of fun, racing around there on the Xbox. But I had all the food that I could ever dream of. So it started with Raising Cane's on Thursday.
Good call.
That's a check, right?
How many?
I did the Caniac. I did.
Of course you do.
I told you, I gained 10 pounds in 3 days.
Beautiful.
It started with a Caniac combo. Later on Thursday, we ate out again, or we did takeout. We did Golden China on Main Street in Hilliard.
Okay. I haven't had it.
It might not be Hunan level good.
It's not.
But it's a solid local choice.
All right.
And I had the Mongolian beef.
The way
And it was
the way
terrific.
That you say that, I had the Mongolian beef,
and it was tasty. I had some shrimp fried rice, and I wound up doing this for lunch again the next day. I had Jet's Pizza for dinner on Friday.
Look at you.
And shout out to all the good boys and girls that were at the Jets location, because I got the full report. I want a full description. So Sarah was over there. She was doing the pickup because I'm at home doing nothing. And she said they were slammed more than she had ever seen it. But everybody was so polite and so easygoing. It's Friday night at 6:30. I think they had the jackets code from the day before. So that's maybe the double whammy. It's a Friday night, pizza night anyway. And they had the special half off a lot of the pies because of the jackets CBJ50 code. So it was cool. She waited the 45 minutes, brought it home, and it was tremendous. I mean, a classic deep dish, Detroit-style Jets is as good as it gets for chain pizza for
me. Remind me to tell you about the dream that I had, not with you, but with your wife in it.
Oh,
when you're done,
baby.
When you're done with the food.
I think I know. No, I don't think I know. So there was more pizza on this weekend. Our neighbors did a little weekend trip to Cincinnati. And some of the things we do for each other, like our family to theirs, if either of us go to a place where we're near like Bill's Donuts, or if we're near a Marion's Pizza or eat there and we're on our way back, we will often get, without even, you know, unprompted, we'll get a take and bake and bring it home for the family and take it over there to them. Because we know we both like that pizza so much.
You swing with these people, don't you?
We could.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the next step. We get each other Marion's pizzas, so that was fantastic. And, of course, you know, I had a 3-pound bag of Swedish fish. I had Twizzlers.
Garbage.
I had cowtails. I had all of
anything
the good
in the
food.
Chocolate family? No chocolate?
Oh, I have some of the Kit Kat bars and Hershey bars from the Halloween candy. But I was doing a lot of the gummies.
THC?
No, the Swedish fish. Do you think they had maybe some THC in them? Were they the special Swedish fish? I thought DeWine outlawed those.
Yes, that's right there, Timmy. We can't have that now. I have to climb on top of Fran again.
All right, I want to hear that dream coming up.
Oh, you're going to hear it.
It was quite the thing.
That is stupid.
The Big Ten once again proves it has no standards. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit stop-and-go traffic if you're on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70, and there's a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on that north side between I-70 and 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Trust R&R Foundation Specialist for expert waterproofing and foundation solutions. Family-owned, honest, and thorough. No hidden fees, just proven results. Stop leaks and moisture before they spread. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com to schedule your free assessment today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Week 11 wraps up tonight in the NFL with the Cowboys visiting the Raiders. At kickoff is at 8:15. Also in the NFL, the league has given Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase a one-game suspension for spitting at Steelers quarterback at Jalen Ramsey during Sunday's game. Chase has denied spitting at Ramsey, but the league determined the video evidence was enough to warrant a suspension. Cincinnati will host the New England Patriots next Sunday. Ohio State football wideouts Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate have both been named semifinalists for the Biletnikoff Award. The award is given to the best wide receiver in college football. NBA tonight, the Cavs host the Milwaukee Bucks at 7 o'clock. And on the ice, the Jackets take on the Montreal Canadiens. Face off from Nationwide Arenas at 7:30. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken 180 wants to thank Columbus by offering $500 off every new program now through Thanksgiving. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. So glad you're here. 3 hours a day, every single day. Had a little daddy-daughter day on Saturday, me and Samantha.
That's good.
Kristen had something to do.
You go to lunch pretty much for Saturday, every Saturday and Sunday. Where'd you go this time?
We went to Cheesecake Factory.
Ah.
Me and the rest of the world decided to go to Easton on Saturday. Nice warm-ish day.
Well, that's not surprising. Did you see any fights break out at Easton this time?
No, no fights.
Everything was good? Okay.
You and my dad asked the same exact question. Congratulations
well,
to you.
That's fantastic.
But I asked Samantha where she wanted to go. She said Cheesecake Factory. So we went. Took an hour and a half to eat lunch.
Yeah.
They forgot about me.
They did, huh?
Well, and then I said, you know, I don't want to just like snap my fingers and be like, hey, food, now. But I did say, hey, did you forget about us? Oh, no, we didn't forget.
You don't even have to say it like that. I need to give you.
And then 5 minutes later, the food comes out. Clearly, you forgot. It's a burger, yeah. And my daughter got pancakes.
Oh, my God. You waited for an hour and a half before you could. I need to give you some lessons.
Now, we had a little appetizer first. We ate that.
Politely ask. It's not going to get, you know, hey, do you have any idea how much longer it might be?
It was very crowded. There wasn't really an opportunity. The waitress was bebopping and scatting around lots of tables.
Well, at least it was a Saturday and you weren't trying to get to something else. You didn't have any plans after the lunch,
no,
did you?
No, we went.
Just the two of you.
And went to Build-A-Bear. You ever go there before?
I've seen it.
What a racket. What a racket that place
is. Yeah, there was. I think Jack scored a deal because he was in a daycare center for several years. You know, we'd drop him off. He'd spend 3 days a week there. And they did a little, like, in-day field trip to Build-A-Bear, and it was part of the ginormous fees we paid to the center, so we didn't have to pay extra.
I didn't get no deal.
We didn't have to pay extra for the whatever $38 base Build-A-Bear is.
So she picked a Snoopy, mm-hmm. All right? So then you have to go up to the little area where they put the stuffing inside Snoop, because you're
right.
Building the bear.
You have to shove it up its butt.
Well, they do it for
it
you.
Pounds the, you know, stuffing
the fluffies in there
into the,
but there's a little
place.
Pedal that the kids step on that releases the stuffing.
Nice.
And they have this whole little thing where you put a heart in there and you rub it in,
yep,
your hands, and
the heart goes inside, right?
They put the heart
inside the bear
and all that crap, and you know, you go through it, and we saw them doing this, and I said to Samantha, who is almost 9, I said, do you really want, you want to go through the whole thing with the, put the heart in? She goes, it looks really corny. I want to do it.
I thought we were going to get out of it.
But she wanted to do it.
She wanted to do it.
She still wanted to do it.
She went through the whole thing. We got that. That was $75, whatever the hell it was.
God.
So we had to get a little outfit, too. It had to be Snoopy and then a little outfit for Snoopy.
My God.
So we had the Cheesecake Factory. We had Snoopy time. We also bought Mom some Christmas presents, walked around there.
Yeah.
Then I gave her the choice between something at Cheesecake Factory or Dairy Queen. She picked Dairy Queen. We went to Dairy Queen, had a nice cone.
Wait, so you were going to go back to Cheesecake Factory?
No, no. We would have gotten
You wouldn't have gotten it there. She declined.
Yes.
On a cheesecake slice.
What would you rather have, cheesecake or later we go to Dairy Queen? She picked Dairy Queen.
You didn't have a little slice of cheesecake?
No, I'm not going to have a slice of cheesecake and just make her watch me eat it.
Well, you give her some, and then you go to Dairy Queen as well.
No, what kind of example am I setting? I'm buying her lunch.
She already gets to be on the Jumbotron.
$75 Snoopy?
Shiz,
right.
$75 for Snoopy.
Went to the Dairy Queen, then went right across the street in Gahanna. They got the Dairy Queen, and then the candy store.
You did that too?
That's right across the street. Went over there. So we had the lunch. We had the Snoopy. We got the Dairy Queen. We got the candy store. And you know what I got out of it? Nothing.
And, you know, later this week, you're going to take her to meet Bruce Thornton at a practice.
This kid.
She's swinging on a star.
Spoiled.
My God, man. They all.
You know what I'm going to do when I get home?
All of our kids are spoiled.
Just to bring her a little closer. I'm going to fake a heart attack. I'm going to fake a heart attack and really freak her out.
What are you going to like? What's the move going to be? Is it going to be like the clenching
clutch.
The chest?
You got to clutch.
Are you going to go to the a
go
knee?
Go down one knee.
Are you going to put like a hand out?
Right.
Are you going to call out her
call
name?
Call someone.
Samantha.
Just freak her out. Bring her back to reality.
Like a good touchdown celebration.
Dad, or I'll tell her grandparents are dead. just kidding.
She'll be sad.
That's kidding.
She'll be sad, right?
For a while. Then I get another Snoopy.
And she'll be over that.
Then I get another Snoopy.
She'll be over that and everything will be fine.
What did I tease for you?
What was the dream?
Oh, I forgot I had
a dream about your wife.
I had a dream about your wife.
Everybody has a dream.
Last night. And it was, I don't usually have dreams like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why your lovely wife was in it. I have no idea, but it was me.
She's not even in my dreams. I'm kidding, honey.
It was it was her, and it was actually Max, Heather from upstairs.
Yeah.
We were all together.
Jesus Christ.
No, he wasn't there.
JC not there?
No, JC wasn't there.
Oh, no.
He wasn't there.
Oh.
But I don't think we actually get to it. We were just talking about it. Like, what would happen if we all had a menage?
You're a sick F.
I can't control my dreams.
My wife and Max upstairs. Just the three of yous.
I can't control the dream.
What was the setting? Were you at a beach? Were you at the market?
No,
were you at a hockey game? What's the backdrop?
Dinky
or dank?
Both. Dinky, dank. Room in some nowhere house. It was nothing. It was almost like we were
a crack house?
Squatting.
like a place where the under the bridge people hang out?
God.
Were there like holes? Was the drywall peeling apart?
There were holes.
Cheap wallpaper?
Holes in the drywall.
Oh. Well, what happened?
Nothing much. We just discussed. Hey, we're going to do this, aren't we?
Like the episode of Seinfeld?
And
you
then
just,
I think
you just
when
chatted
it,
about
when
it?
When it came time to do it, then I...
You said, no. Did you just...
I woke up.
I can't.
Then I woke up.
Well.
And then Trumpy showed up.
A lot of people came in from mental institutions.
I need to go back to one. Well, Teddy, you ever have a dream like that, Teddy, about just some random people?
Well, I have dreams about random people, but not...
Not Timmy's wife?
Not doing, yeah, things.
Although I've set the stage for you tonight.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, Mrs. Hall?
Stop.
I know what you're going to do.
A lot of people came in from mental institutions.
That's not what I wanted.
I was going to say...
Stop it!
What are you trying to play?
I'm trying to play the porno music.
Jesus, what's your deal with Zeta? Is it Zeta's fault or your
Zeta
fault?
Zeta sucks.
Library is skipping, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think his finger's skipping, Teddy.
It really sucks.
I think it's his finger.
Stop criticizing me.
You came from the mental institution.
You said your finger was a gun.
I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to finish that menage. And then I'm going to call you about it.
You know what? You have my permission. How good of a friend am I? It's just a dream.
Yeah.
It's flattering.
You know what? I give you permission to sleep with my wife in your dream.
Teddy, you can sleep with Sarah in my dream.
You too, Teddy.
Or in your
dream. Just stop. Yeah.
In my dream, Teddy's sleeping with Sarah.
In your dream. What is wrong with you?
How you doing, Tim?
What do they call that? Or you're just like sitting back there watching it happen?
Like a little voyeurism?
No, this is a specific term. I don't think we can't say it.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Is it the
it's in the chair? There's like a specific chair for it in some hotel.
C chair.
Yes, Teddy.
Oh.
Just like that. Let the boy watch.
You're giving him instructions. This is what she likes, Teddy. We've been together 20 years. I know what she likes, Teddy.
Ooh.
Oh, man, I've never done that before.
Ooh.
Make her head spin around.
Goddamn.
All right, I promise you,
Woo.
Big Ten is full of a bunch of losers.
Woo.
I'm going to tell you why. Big sweeps. Stop it. Big Ten losers next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a five-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road. And there's a couple-minute holdup due to an accident that's on southbound 315 at Ackerman Road. Crews are on scene there, so things are slow from North Broadway. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is live on YouTube. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Or on demand whenever you want it.
Yeah, whenever. Bobby Carpenter's at your beck and call. And Tito's there too, you know, to clean the toilets. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine, a bit of a breeze, and a dry finish on this Monday. Temperatures in around 50 degrees. Overnight, we'll drop back down to the mid-30s with some rain showers moving in by morning. On and off showers during the day, mostly cloudy skies and temperatures back in the mid-40s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Jackets hosting Montreal tonight, 7:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. No local TV. It's on the Hulu and the ESPN Plus.
Yeah, I realize I got to get an ESPN subscription back up because I was standing firm when they had the break with YouTube TV. So in the meantime, I had let my ESPN, Hulu, Disney Plus bundle expire because if I was going to get back in, I needed to beef up to that premium one that had ESPN Unlimited so you could actually watch all of the programming.
Teddy, I bet I stopped listening before you did.
Jesus Christ. What?
Unlimited.
Unlimited. I had some Mongolian beef.
What is your deal?
Nothing. You know what I was thinking would be funny?
What?
If Chris Collinsworth was in the C chair.
Chris Collinsworth.
You're really going to do it now, aren't you?
I got to tell you, the way that those two are when they get into the sack, they are like a couple of pigs underneath a blanket. I tell you what, it is dirty.
Oh, God. And then he ranks you like Pro Football Focus.
That's his website, right?
You're number two.
No. The number's high. You got a high rating.
No. Low's good.
No, high's good. Like, you got an 88 grade. It's like you want to get closer to 100 in
PFF.
No.
I'm saying when they rank the positions, like on Sunday Night Football, they'll say, like, hey, this guy.
Oh, he's the number one ranked running back in the PFF rankings.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, Sam Darnold was number one. And now, after four picks, I'd like to say not. But knowing Pro Football Focus, he's even better.
Like, what position do you rank the highest of all the many positions that you can watch?
He's number one in the missionary.
I tell you what, he is just the thrusting. Oh, God.
All right, the Big Ten once again proves it has no standards. So, we had Wisconsin say, hey, Luke Fickell's coming back next year, and we promise we're going to spend some money. It's really our fault.
It's our fault. We haven't given them the resources. We've got to invest with NIL.
We're not spending money. We're going to do that. So now Maryland has said that Mike Locksley is going to come back next year. And they said, too, we're going to spend money. We vow to spend money on NIL. Here's my problem. All these schools, they're all making the same as Ohio State when it comes to Big Ten revenue splits. Now, it's not always going to be like this because Ted Carter's already making news and noise about how, you know, one day we're going to really redo that contract and we're going to get a bigger chunk. Something's going to happen. But as of right now, they're splitting it evenly. There should be something on the books that you have to spend a certain amount of that money.
Like a floor.
Directly on your football program. This is my problem with Major League Baseball. It's not so much the salary cap. It's the fact that we don't have a salary floor. And teams like the Pirates and the A's, fill in the blank, they can hold out their hand and take advantage of revenue sharing from teams that actually do fork over and pay some money. And yet they're not obligated to put that money towards the product to make themselves better. If you're going to cash that Big Ten check, then it needs to be put towards the program that's earning you that money.
Yeah.
And that's football.
Why? Let me ask you this, though. Why would that not be in your benefit to do that? It's the same thing we say with all these other pro sports teams. What good is it going to do for the Pittsburgh Pirates to not invest in the team that they have? You have to get lucky to find a diamond in the rough type of talent like Paul Skeens, you know?
And then waste him.
Those guys don't grow on trees. Like, he is similar to a John Elway type of quarterback prospect, a Peyton Manning type of quarterback prospect. You have him and you're going to do nothing. You're not going to put anything back into the team. Same thing if we go back to Big Ten football and you're getting the full revenue share and you're going to score all this cash whenever they, you know, sign up and, you know, complete the deal for private equity. Why not put a big chunk of that into your football team?
Because they're going to get the same amount of money, whether they win one game or win 10 games.
Yeah, but that's not...
I know,
that's not
Timmy.
How life works, because you win more money when you gain popularity and you fill your stadium for every single game that
that's
you have
using
and you win
sense.
Championships.
Is Maryland on full share now?
They've got to be.
I don't know.
Them and Rutgers have to be. They're 12 years in-ish, right?
But I forget the exact
long
language
time.
Of the deal.
I think they're full bore.
Okay.
Maybe not Nebraska. They came in later, right? As a solo. Didn't they come in a few years later? It was Rutgers and Maryland are the first ones.
Jumbled up to me. Teddy, what's the verdict?
Yeah, Maryland does not receive a full share yet. Should starting in 2027.
So that was quite, what was it, a 15-year thing for them then?
Jeez.
When did they come into the conference?
Yeah, about that time. I don't know.
Thank you, Teddy.
By the way, who does, we can pretend that you know, Mike Locksley's got the stuff to turn this around, but forget about what kind of investment you're going to make. Why do we continually see that team start hot when they play low competition and then they get into the Big Ten and they just don't have enough to do? We're just going to excuse that away by saying we don't have enough talent? Well, you should have been recruiting already. Like, I know that you're Maryland, and you might not make that turn and become a perennial 10-win team.
That's not what we're asking you to
do. There's no reason why you shouldn't occasionally get a 10-win season. Northwestern's been able to do that.
I'll tell you, the worst thing that ever happened to these programs is Kurt Cignetti in Indiana.
Because it's that standard now where you look and you see, well, somebody was able to, the right coach was available for Indiana.
Now you can say, well, he was a unicorn. It doesn't matter.
And maybe he is.
But now we have Indiana with back-to-back 10-win seasons competing for a Big Ten championship. It can be done.
And you just look lousy next to that. And Maryland was closer. I mean, they should have known all about what Kurt Cignetti was doing and building at James Madison. It's less than a few hours away from where you are in the DMV area. But he's 37-47 in his time at Maryland. 17-46 is his conference record. What kind of nude photos has he had on every single Maryland AD that's been there? He spanned a few of them. James Smith, I think, was named their new AD in May of this year. So I think they have a relatively new guy there at the university.
All right, more coaching stuff. Titans are apparently hot for Lane Kiffin because we never learn anything.
Oh, man.
And the Ole Miss fans were showering him with love against Florida this past weekend, saying, we want Lane, because there was some rumors about him going to Florida, which to me makes no sense. That's a total lateral move, I guess, from Ole Miss to Florida at this point, considering you don't have to be at a program like Florida to get paid. We've seen that. We've seen guys shun bigger jobs in theory.
Because
their schools pay.
Why would you give up on a situation where you're already a few steps ahead on laying the groundwork and putting your system into place? Your recruiting base is there. Your boosters are happy. You've got an NIL fund that's coming in. I'm with you. Florida, to me, is still a job that should be a great job. It's Florida, for God's sakes. It should be good. I'm not leaving Ole Miss if I'm Lane Kiffin with what I've built. It would have to be something way bigger. It'd have to be Ohio State level type of stuff to get me to jump. Alabama, right? If it didn't work for Kalen DeBoer, maybe that would be the in-conference move. It's also tricky to move in-conference.
Do you agree with me, though, that Lane Kiffin to the NFL would be a total and complete disaster?
I almost want to see it just so we can
see
him
humbled. We don't have a dog in the fight.
I know. I just
flame on.
I would like to see it to see if he could even make it work.
It's not going to work. All these loser teams, they think they're going to be the one to pluck the great college coach out and have success.
Do you know who I keep wondering about, though? Every time I see him pop up on social media, Gruden. Do you think he's going to get back? Do you think Gruden will be a head coach in either college football or in the NFL again?
College football, nothing would surprise me because there's always, smaller programs that want to make names for themselves.
Absolutely.
So, yes, I can see that in college football if you want to do that. NFL, no way in hell.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think, and he said publicly that he would love to have a shot.
Well, good.
At a college football
team. Lots of guys say that. Rex Ryan says that on TV every 10 seconds.
And he never does anything, but nobody wants Rex Ryan. What the hell do I want with Rex Ryan right now?
What I'm saying is there's lots of guys that would love to have NFL jobs. They're not going to get them.
No, I meant
Herm Edwards would love to have an NFL job.
John said that specifically about college football, though. That's what I was saying. It depends
on what type of job he's willing to take.
Yeah.
If you want to jump down and do it like Eddie George is doing at Bowling Green, that opportunity's probably around for you.
And it's going to have to be for the right price. They're not just going to pay you way above market value to coach that kind of team. But yeah, apparently the levels of a Florida or an Auburn or one of those, they're not really seeing the same thing with somebody like Gruden, who's been out of it for a bit.
We talked about this a bit last week. The last sort of big-time college coach to jump up and have success, Pete Carroll, even though Pete already was an NFL head coach, not necessarily the most successful one. That's why he wound up at USC.
Struggled a bit with the Patriots.
Right,
yeah.
But
wasn't horrible.
He had experience, and then he jumped up and had success. But other than that, what are we talking about? I mean, Teddy brought up Jimmy
Barry
Johnson.
Switzer?
That's almost 50 years ago.
Switzer, maybe?
Well, Teddy will tell you that Switzer was just a clown.
He's in your dreams, right, Teddy?
He just sort of was there. Yeah.
You know who I think could have had success, but we'll never know? Tress.
Yeah.
Tress, I mean,
seemed to fit that mold, right?
He commanded respect.
Yeah.
He wasn't gimmicky, sort of my way or the highway type.
He would treat players with respect, the kind of respect that professionals would be seeking.
Right. Now, he had flaws, just like everybody else had flaws, but I could see him being successful managing egos in an NFL locker room. That says nothing to, you know, organizing the right staff or in-game decisions. I have no idea what he would do there.
I wonder what the final things were that kept him from taking a shot like that, because I'm sure there had to be some interest, but it never came to be. He had cause here for college football, but
that was
the penalty was accepted for 5 or 6 games when he was going to be a consultant with the Colts. Like, right. We talk about that, how Harbaugh got nothing. Even Jim Tressel had to serve some punishment when he went to consult with the Colts.
Once upon a time, that stuff used to matter.
Yeah, rules used to matter.
To NFL teams.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, I got a 10-year show cause penalty. That's all right.
Come on, join us.
You'll be our head coach. A major scandal involving one of my favorite games. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the right shoulder on southbound 270's ramp to Main Street on the east outer belt. It is moving slow there from East Broad Street. And there's about a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week, Mauro Travana. Laborers Local Number 574, Marion. Mauro is a proud 43 retired member. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Oh, Mikey, we got another scandal out there in the world of sports. Another scandal. Yes, so we've got a points shaving scheme that's gone on. So this one basketball player, Day-Day Hunter, acknowledged his role in this scheme last year. He told ABC's Good Morning America on Monday that he was motivated to get money to pay for his newborn child. So at least it was coming from a good place. Hunter and his teammates, Dyquavion Short and Jamon Vincent, they were accused by the NCAA of losing or attempting to lose by more than the point spread in at least 7 games.
Hold on.
The NCAA ruled all 3 players were permanently ineligible.
I thought this was a story about Uno, like the card game, Uno.
Oh, Uno, the card game.
Yes.
You play a little Uno, right?
I love Uno, and I know that in Vegas, they actually have like a professional Uno.
Oh, sure. That seems like something that would have been in the cheap casino they visit in Vegas vacation. Guess the number, play a little Uno. This and that, play Uno, war,
Uno,
maybe.
Uno's a good game of skill.
Uno is,
you think it's random,
game
but
of skill.
It's not.
Play that skip. Is that the one with the skip card?
Yeah,
I haven't done Uno
skip,
in a long
there's
time.
Reverse.
Skip bow. Yeah.
There's, you know, draw 2, draw 4, wild cards.
Yeah, oh,
all
yeah. Everybody knows Uno.
But
no,
I thought this was a scandal involving Uno.
No. I think you must have read the headline that said ex-Uno player admits to point-shaving scheme. Did you even read the article?
No, that's why you're here. I told you to read the article.
That ex-Uno player is former University of New Orleans privateer Day-Day Hunter.
Who the hell refers to University of New Orleans as Uno in the headline?
I guess that's proper AP format.
Well, that's garbage.
Uno.
I thought it was a scandal involving the card game.
Yeah, I have no interest in this then. If
right,
it's not about
neither.
Uno and point shaving with Uno.
Is there going to be a scandal in Monopoly next? I mean, I didn't know we played it at that high level. There's got to be some.
Do they have high stakes Monopoly? Because I'm pretty damn good at it.
How could there not be high stakes Monopoly? If we have a World Series of poker, if you're saying Uno is played in casinos in Vegas, How would we not have like televised Monopoly on the Ocho?
On YouTube.
We play cornhole on the Ocho.
The three of us get together and we play Uno for the people on YouTube. If Stephen A. Smith can do solitaire, we can play Uno.
Stephen A. Smith's been playing solitaire.
Don't you remember? That was his thing at the NBA Finals. He was caught on his phone playing solitaire. And now he's
wasn't
stumping.
Paying attention to the game. Just
now
playing
he's
a little,
stumping
phone games.
For a solitaire app because it all comes full circle.
Wow. Isn't that just perfect?
You know what I was thinking about Stephen A. Smith? There's not enough of him on TV. I really want more Stephen A.
How you'd like to see him go away a little
especially,
bit.
Especially, no.
It's over for Bozo.
I want more, because you flip on the News Nation, too, and he's on that.
Oh, no,
he's
man.
All over the place.
He gets off the air from TV. You get in your car 5 minutes later, he's on the radio already. He's got to have that studio right there at the TV studio.
In other news, you can see me on 10 TV Plus with Adam King. On the 6:30 newscast
today. Speaking of not doing enough, you're on TV all the time now.
But I don't want to.
They booted,
that's the difference.
They booted me. They got the common man upgrade, and they're never coming back to me.
No, they will come back to you.
I don't think so.
I am the shiny new penny at the moment. I've said no to them for 22 years, and all of a sudden I'm saying yes. I said yes once, and now I keep being asked back.
You know what'll be great is when they come back to ask me when you're kind of done doing it, I just say no. No, it's all right. I'm good.
Teddy.
Teddy's going to
do turn.
It.
Your turn.
Yeah. They're going to want me on there. Absolutely.
I want to see Matty Ice on TV.
I'd like to see that.
To see Matty Ice on TV.
More Brandon Beam on TV.
I don't know if we need that.
I want to see his smooth face.
Too smooth.
Very
smooth. Too round.
No glasses and smooth face. I'm going to take my glasses off just for you.
No, don't take them off.
You can stare at my
pinhole
eyes.
And you got little beady pinhole eyes.
Yeah, I can't even see you now. Are you over there?
You're almost getting a little...
Little what?
Cross-eyed almost.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No.
He fell in a well.
I don't know. I kicked by a mule and went right back.
No, you got that look to you now.
Stop. Making me self-conscious.
No, you got a little cross-eye going on.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Is it time for me to have another surgery? You know, the only surgery I've ever had was my corrective eye surgery. That's it. No broken bones, nothing.
You had the vasectomy.
Well, that's not a surgery.
It's not?
That's a procedure.
Did they cut open your sac? What's the difference?
It doesn't make it
but what's
surgery.
What's the difference between surgery and procedure?
You're knocked out, I think.
Okay.
You got to be knocked out for it to be a surgery.
All right, so let's go on
anesthesia.
The list of surgeries now. This is a good segment.
What have you had?
I had tonsils out.
Okay.
When I was a youngin, I had the vasectomy, but you said that's not a surgery.
No. Boy, that's really pathetic.
I went under to get my wisdom teeth out.
Oh.
Because they were coming in sideways, had to go to an oral surgeon.
I got knocked out for the wisdom teeth too, though.
And they had to go in there and
cut
it open. No, sometimes they just yank it.
Some people just get the wisdom teeth yanked?
I think so.
Oh, man.
Mine were growing in sideways.
Did you have the good gas for the wisdom teeth? When you woke up, were you completely loopy and out of it? Because I was.
I have a bad reaction to anesthesia.
So you had to get
I vomit.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst part.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to put a subject under, whether you have a reaction to it or not. If you got to go under,
you
got to take it.
But they have something they can give you.
And it didn't make you feel all loosey-goosey and good when you came to, huh?
I don't remember.
I was doing Seinfeld bits to one of my friends, Dave Rothenberg. I called him up and was doing
what's
the Seinfeld
the deal with
bit.
Laughing gas?
I was doing the Kramer bit when he had, what was the episode? Was it the athletic shoes where he also got the Novocaine shot and couldn't speak for the rest
That's
of the
That's it for surgeries.
Episode?
Now, I'm sure that at some point, given that my cholesterol is gravy, I'll have some sort of zipper chop. I'm sure there's more to come. But as of right now, that's it.
I'm sure I'll have open heart surgery
Teddy,
at some point.
What about you going under the knife?
I had the wisdom teeth as well. But other than that.
That's it? You're a virgin?
I had the LASIK eye surgery.
You choose to do that,
and,
though.
Yeah, that's it. I haven't had any other experience.
What was the LASIK like? You knocked out for that?
No.
Yeah.
No, you're awake for that.
Yeah, you're fully
stare right into those lasers.
I guess we got an update. I haven't seen it because we've been on the air here, but I guess Bernie Kosar had his surgery today.
I saw him.
And he woke up and he gave us an update that it went well as it can go.
That's awesome.
You know, they'll have to wait and see if the liver actually takes, but.
How long you got to wait for something like that?
I think it's
2 months.
It's quite
3 months?
A while.
God, that'd be
nerve-wracking. You can't be around any germs. You can't get any colds or.
Ooh. You got to stay like locked in into your home for a good long time. No sick kids coming around you or bringing any kind of unwanted viruses.
I just wondered too, like, you know, we've heard the stories about, oh, I got someone's pancreas and now I speak with a British accent.
Doesn't happen. You know that.
I haven't heard of that.
You could maybe just start doing it on your own accord.
What if Bernie,
he got the queen's liver? The queen's liver, could it keep for that long?
That'd be a good nightclub name. Where are you going? I'm going to the queen's liver.
The queen's liver. You think she was an organ donor? She should have been.
No. You kidding me?
Head of state like that?
No, come on. You got to go in whole.
No.
No, you got to go fresh.
You need to give back. It's all about bloodlines
I'm with you,
passing things
but
on.
No.
Oh, if anything,
the whole family gets around and eats part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Time to
Real
eat.
Real nasty.
Time to eat
mummy's
pancreas.
Oh. Hey. You got any gum?
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch for some slowdown on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between 670 and 161. You're also going to hit slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between Hudson Street and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by MedVet. Pet emergencies don't wait, and neither does MedVet. They're open 24/7, 365 days a year. From sudden injuries to serious illness, their expert teams are always ready for emergency and specialty care. Visit MedVet.com to find your nearest hospital. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State,
yes, yes it is.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Football season is weird because we actually look forward to Mondays. It's Reaction Monday.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
Buckeye Roundtable coming up at the top of the hour. Jackets time at 7 o'clock. Jackets and Montreal. Puck drop 7:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan.
What did you think of the performance against the Rangers? Stinks that they didn't get 2 points. They were down 1-0. It was a tight game.
It was fun.
Matthew Olivier comes up with a nice play in there. They get that equalizer. Just wish they could have gotten the job done in overtime. But Jet was pretty good in that game.
Well, Jet's been forced into... Is he playing again tonight?
You know what?
Yeah, it is. He is steady. So it's five in a row for him. Tonight? Do we know what's going on?
I think tonight is six in a row.
Six
right?
in a row. Because I know Elvis had the flu bug.
He's the guy. No, he's the guy. Jet's the guy.
Right, but are they going to tell us that?
Right. Is that going to be...
No, you just have to...
You just have to just take it for the five straight starts that it is?
I mean, initially Elvis had the flu, and that's why he was out. In my mind, he always is crapping his pants. He's 5 minutes away from duty time.
Well, I just hope they get the job done here tonight.
Against Montreal another game. Tonight.
Yeah, let's beat Montreal.
We just walked outside during the last commercial break, and Jim Lachey is sitting there in the chair. And in all your childhood dreams, I mean, you watch this man. Watch this man star on the offensive line for, at the time, the Washington Redskins. Won a Super Bowl for you.
That 1991 Washington Redskins team. One of the greatest teams in NFL history.
I'm just saying, this is a man.
Phenomenal football team.
Who was a part of your youth. He was almost godlike to you.
Yeah.
Did you ever dream that you'd be in a position where you walk out in the hallway, he looks at you and says, "Hey, Timmy, how's your balls?"
It's unbelievable. It really is.
He's asking about your vasectomy and how things went.
I'm 8 years old. I'm watching them win the Super Bowl in Disney World.
Hey, it's Timmy, how's your balls?
One of the great sports memories that I have at such a young age, and I've gotten to become friends with him, and we've been co-workers together, and we're shooting the breeze, cracking some jokes about my vasectomy over the weekend with Jim Lachey. I do love, I've talked about it before, our weekly Monday night checkups on how bad Washington football is. It's just another like turn of the head and, oh, geez, Commanders again. I'm like, well, yeah, Jim, they're ruining Sunday morning football for me now.
Do you look at, because obviously last year was, you know, Jalen Daniels, him too. Jaden Daniels.
Jalen's our KU quarterback.
That's right. You go to the NFC Championship game his rookie year. You have high expectations for this year. Clearly it's over. It's done. Is this a one-year blip, and then you're right back at competing for an NFC East championship next year? Or deep down, do you think that was just a total mirage?
I'm going to go back to being a negative fan until proven otherwise, because this is a disaster year. Great teams don't have downfalls like this.
Well,
you have enough.
You have an injured quarterback, and you have Terry McLaurin's been hurt.
I get that, but even
those are your two best players. They've been out.
I understand that, but even when the Patriots lost Tom Brady for an entire season, they still
snapped
their fingers.
Don't compare yourself.
I'm not to
the Patriots at the height of their powers.
Who said I was comparing the Commanders to the Patriots? That's how far away they are from being the Patriots. They're the gold standard. That's what everybody should be striving for to get to that point. You should want to be like the modern Chiefs. And we've never had to see what it would be like if Patrick Mahomes was out for a whole year. I couldn't even tell you who their backup is. What would they look like? I don't know. I mean, they're struggling this year. We can agree to that at 5-5. But I'm not going to be a happy Washington fan going into next year. And you know this, being a fan of the Bears. I mean, all it took was 1 year back in the dumps. And my positive thoughts, they're just out to the wind. I don't know what to expect.
I don't know about negative thoughts, my friend.
Yeah,
all I know
you
is
do.
I got a 7-3 football team.
Do you liar?
First place.
You liar.
First
you know you're going to blow it.
Jacoby Brissett set an NFL record by completing 47 passes yesterday for 452 yards.
An all-time great.
The Cardinals lost 41-22. Now, in his credit, he said after the game, "I'd rather throw for 3 yards and win than throw for all these yards and complete 47 passes and lose by 20. And I believe him. I don't think he's lying.
I don't think he's lying either. He's a team guy. You have to be a team guy if you're a career backup.
As a backup.
Get him back to the Browns. Back to the Browns. Come on back, Jacoby.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I passed along some of the hubbub from the station today. I heard that Tyvus had a little idea. Tyvus Powell from T-Bone and Tyvus, mornings from 6 to 9 here. You can catch them tomorrow morning. They're talking about the Browns quarterback situation, as it's a god-awful mess. We can all see that. We have eyes. Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. But his idea was, if it could work out, I think he's got a year left on the contract, but forget about, you know, what they would do in the draft. He mentioned Ty Simpson as being the guy of choice if they're going to go with the quarterback up there. Or who would the next best bridge quarterback be at this point in time? And I think I agree with him. I can't come up with another option that would be better than Mac Jones now, who has played some pretty solid football for the San Francisco 49ers in relief of Brock Purdy. So any kind of deal you might be able to strike up, because I think most Browns fans would agree, unless you are just picking someone in the draft and you're not selling the farm to even move up a couple of spots in the draft, just go with a bridge quarterback until the next thing clicks into place.
What is the next thing, though? There has to be some sort of long-term plan, dude.
I'll tell you what the long-term plan is.
What is it?
Everything will fail.
That's not... It's probably right, but that's not what they should be thinking.
Whatever you pick will be the wrong thing, and that guy won't be good.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, bring him back.
All right, Buckeye Roundtable's next. Jackets time comes your way at 7 o'clock, and we will see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is stop and go, causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. We also have a delay on northbound 315 from King Avenue to Ackerman Road. This report is sponsored by Experience Columbus. The 2025 Columbus Gift Guide will make you say, "Yes, Columbus." This perfectly curated guide is filled with local gifts for everyone on your list this holiday season. Shop the guide at experiencecolumbus.com/giftguide. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.